Brown and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C. 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Don and Mike, there'll be no mollycoddling.
Paul is from New York City. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Speaking of the best of America, as a lifelong Democrat, I have to say that the best of the best comes from the Don and Mike Show.
Philadelphia, Democrat, good morning.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Don and Mike.
All right, thanks. And our next call comes from Greenwich, Connecticut, Republican.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I have to say that the worst thing in America today are special interest groups that are outrageous and have time to protest. How do these people have time to protest, first of all, if they hold jobs? And second of all, why are they not listening to the Don and Mike Show?
Oh, dude, thought you were sincere there for a minute.
See if your mom can give my resume to Dennis Phillips. Because if I could get in a Broadway show, then I would have done it all. Film, television, and theater. The only thing left to be radio. That's just for ugly people.
Stay tuned for your chance to win big money by naming the celebrity Burp. Only on the Don and Mike Show.
This episode deals with the inappropriateness of racial invectives and contains coarse racial slurs. Viewer discretion is advised.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
And yes, the rumors are true. They smoke, they drink, they use bad language in mixed company. They're extremely rich and they can flash more bling than most posses in this room. Rock stars they are, and God bless them for that.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you. Stop.
These two DAs agree on only one thing. Let's play.
They hit the touchdown button. They just grazed it with that iron cross.
Man, oh, stop it.
Good morning. Hi, Mike. Good morning, Mr. and Mrs. Ted's penis and all the ships at sea. They love to make Tom Gavin say dirty words that end in Y. John Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Thank you, Robbie.
Show, new episode on this Wednesday. July 25th. July 24th.
Right. 24th.
Check your watches. July 24th. That was the sound I was making before the show moments ago at the stairwell.
Yeah.
When all the migrant workers were gathered around.
They had a great time today. It was a heck of a show.
And today, Buzz, just, you know, listen, I don't want to say I don't mind being sodomized because I hate it, but today it was with his bare foot.
Yeah, and you submitted so willingly now, like it's inevitable when you're sitting there in the stairwell.
I'll make you jelly.
Well, I know that it's going to happen. And today it was just his bare foot.
Uh-huh.
Only I actually felt Buzz's toes tickle my tonsils.
Barefooting is what Buzz calls
manicured, of course.
That was yeah, we were barefoot. Uh-huh. And all of this, you know, as always, is his way of just getting me to say his name at the beginning of the show. Okay.
Just a reminder.
There he is. Buzz.
Hi.
Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi. My wife, Buzz.
Barefooting.
And that's what he told me, incidentally. He's the husband, and I'm the wife.
Yeah, and he gave you the foot.
I think it's obvious.
And he's an bitchly cow corn.
Yeah, it's weird. It's just a weird thing, and he wears different outfits, too.
And you can hear me from miles around.
Just like that.
And then when we're done, boy, am I relieved.
And so am I.
Another day of being sodomized over by Buzz Burbank.
And oh, man.
Big show today. Thank you for listening. Okay, before we get to Jen and Ted.
Jen and Ted with the penis show.
Meet Ted's penis.
Right.
I do want to ask if you want to see my foot.
I do.
I went to the foot doctor again today.
Was there digging and scraping?
There was a little bit.
Uh-huh.
The toe looks, the big toe with the ingrown toenail looks much better. She did not have to remove the nail.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Good.
That's wonderful news.
She saved the nail.
She named the knife.
Now, do you want to see it?
Yes, I'll look at it.
I'll tell you what she did today.
I'll take a look at it.
Dr. Nick, her name is Nicole.
That's right.
And very flattered, incidentally, she was by all the things that I said about her.
You said she was attractive.
Yes, right? She did.
She's a hottie.
Really?
Very hot.
Wow, she's married?
I don't know if she's married. Okay. I think that today... Oh, I got to remember that.
Yeah.
For you.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think today she dressed extra sexy.
I'll bet.
Really?
Wow.
For me.
What was it, a lab coat with a thong?
Well, no, it was the standard lab coat, and you know, they brought me into the room and they said, take off your shoes and socks, and then
you willingly removed your pants.
All I know is that she came in with a candelabra. And she said,
let's look at those feet.
Hello. I've gotten so many comments about you talking about our experience last week. Let me slip out of my white lab coat.
Right.
No, nothing could be further from the truth. She came in and she, as a matter of fact, got more light. She, instead of dimming the lights, she actually brought in one of them big spotlight things.
Sure, sure.
To put it right on my feet.
Get a good look at that toe.
And she mentioned that she got a lot of nice feedback.
She didn't say, wouldn't you like to slip out of those wet things?
No. And I got the shot. Again, right. Between the big toe and the first toe.
Ow.
And now this is where I don't want to say that she's coming on to me because I know that I'm blowing it out of proportion.
Yeah, but you know those signs.
But, well, while I was receiving the shot from the other nurse between the toes, and it is painful getting this shot right between your toes to numb your foot up.
To take your mind off and somebody did a little ass play?
No. She just came over and she gave me one of these just... rubbed on my arm a little bit, just like, it's okay.
That's good.
Know, the way you would rub a dog.
You immediately became aroused.
Yeah, I mean, it was. Hi, dog. Hey. Wow, you're comforting me. You're touching me.
You give me all the needles you want, dog. You rub on me.
Rub me. And
so she gently stroked you while you were getting the...
There was one brush of the arm, and she just said, I know this is painful.
Right.
Just wait a second.
Yeah.
And also today, listen, I gotta say, last week her hair was up.
Right.
This week, her hair was down.
Ah, wonderful.
No coincidence.
I don't know. Perhaps it's something that she does on a regular basis, but I like to think the hair was down because I was there.
And did you look at her and, much like Halle Berry in Monsters Ball, say, make me feel good. Make me feel good.
And I knew for sure that there was absolute, that all of this was just in my mind, when at one point as she was looking at my Fred Flintstone feet, she looked up and I thought she was going to say something really dramatic, either about my feet or say something really sexy.
We have to take the toe.
And she was down there looking at the foot, and she looked up at me and down back, before she looked back up at me, and then she said, don't be offended by this. Right away, I know
that's always a good start.
And, she says, how many Hawaiian shirts do you own? And I said, why? And she said, well, this is now the second time you've been in the office, and you came in the office last week one day to pick up the antifungal medicine, and I've noticed that.
And I love them.
You've had three different Hawaiian shirts on.
Right.
And I said, oh, I've got, immediately got defensive. Mm-hmm. You know, right. I've got a few. I don't wear them all the time, certainly. I said,
it sucks when you and I wear them on the same day. I'm going to try to avoid
them. We look like we're going to a DJ convention.
It's really embarrassing.
It's the worst. And I got a nice one on today, a nice Tommy Bahama one on.
I know mine isn't. Oh, mine is Target.
I like it.
Target.
Absolutely.
Target. So right away, as soon as she said, how many Hawaiian shirts do you own? I knew that there was no romance in this.
No.
The woman is not enamored in me in any
way. Maybe they turn her on.
No, I don't think it was a turn
Maybe
on.
Pineapples and martini glasses turn her on.
I don't Ho fetish.
So.
You could start crooning Tiny Bubbles.
Maybe gentle sunsets with speedboats.
I don't think so. I think next time when
I'm sorry, I'm describing mine.
I think next time I'm going to have to wear like a regular button-down shirt maybe in the show. And why it is that I feel the need to impress this woman, I don't know.
Well, there's something about a doctor that's attractive that is an amazing turn-on.
All I know is that she is taking pictures of my feet now.
Right.
Apparently she's going to put them in some kind of medical journal.
No, on the internet, I think.
The before and after pictures.
Yeah, because she says they're looking...
It'll be the success story.
You're looking much better.
Yeah.
So anyway...
If you do wear a button-down shirt, wear a lay with it. Just see.
Let me just pull down my...
Wear an orchid in your hair.
Now, I was out sick last week when you first revealed your...
Pull down my microphone so I can take my shoe and sock off and give you a look at this baby.
You going to show Rob first?
Yeah. It's much better.
All right.
Much less purpley. Much less, you know, she didn't have to drain any pus out of it this time.
This is a very dizzying exercise right here.
Hold on.
Is the sock stuck to it like it was?
Stuck? Yeah.
Oh, no. God, he's really working that sock.
Here we go.
You're not going to pull some flesh off, are you, when you,
I count four toes.
This is very, very frightening.
Okay.
Oh. You having a little trouble with
here
that
we go.
Sock?
Got it.
Oh.
Well... As you can see right there, there's a little crusty spot on the
sock
where there was a little of the...
It's a fresh new sock, though. I see you wore brand new sock.
Of course I did.
Here you go.
All right, Rob, I will now present the toe to you. What do you think?
It looks a lot better. It's all flesh-colored now.
Ain't that something?
Excellent.
Mike?
All right.
You want to come take a look at this?
You know what?
Right.
She shaped your big toenail, too.
Yes, she did.
So it grows straight. And she does nice work.
Yeah.
Get her number.
May I look also?
Sure, Buzz. What, Mike? Now, why do you...
It looks much better.
It does.
It looks much better.
All right, Buzz.
I'm glad they're going to save the toe.
What do you think, Buzz?
Well, the toenail.
Good luck with that.
Now, Mike, what's the problem with it?
It just grosses me out. The toe is... It looks a little more scabby and raw.
Yeah, but a lot less like the leper colony in Ben-Hur.
Right. But the last one, it looked like he got it caught in a car door.
No, swelling.
And this one, it just looks like maybe somebody shaved some of the top layers of skin. It looks like it burned.
And, Buzz, you missed it last week when there was a giant pocket of pus.
I heard about it, though.
That they had to drain off the side of it. There was no draining of the pus.
Good.
This week, and she was very happy about that. As she was, after she numbed the toe up, she said, hey, good news. No pus.
And so they'll be able to save the nail? You're confident this is a tremendously competent woman.
Oh, absolutely.
And who is the celebrity she most resembles? I might have asked that last week.
All right, I'm going to give you the... I do have it nailed.
Right.
Absolutely nailed.
Good.
with blonde hair, with strawberry blonde hair, the lady who was Frasier's wife, Bibi Newirth.
Lilith.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Ah, wow.
Yeah.
Lovely.
Wow. Pretty cute.
But blonde.
Yeah, strawberry blonde.
Very, very strawberry nice. Blonde.
So very, very in shape. Yes, and today the hair was down about shoulder length.
Really?
Real nice.
Smell nice hands.
Smell real good. Yeah.
Nails are all done nicely.
Real soft. Well, I can't comment on that.
Hands. You probably can't have like those big 4-inch.
No, she didn't have like
nails.
Morticia Adams. She'd have chair nails.
Right.
And a lot of the time, her hands were in the protective gloves.
So, oh, I see. That's
so
right.
I was not really.
Yeah, I guess
able
you
to
wouldn't want to be, squeezing feet that were diseased and not have
now
gloves
then
on.
Now on the road to recovery.
On the road to recovery. You're taking the medicine now?
These feet are on the road to recovery. The only thing I got to...
On oral medication now?
I have not started it yet.
Ah.
Only because, like with every medicine, even though she ran down the 1,000 things that can happen with this...
Right.
There is something that has to do with the kidneys.
Ah,
and I only have one kidney.
So you have to be careful.
So I got to go see my kidney doctor.
To make sure you can take this
before
medicine.
I can find out that I can take the other medicine. But the treatment that...
Well, maybe they can give you some other thing.
Yeah. The thing that she's giving me now, as a matter of fact, this right foot,
right.
These toes don't look bad.
They look good.
Yeah.
You're ready to scamper around the beach barefoot.
You keep up that therapy, you'll be doing some barefooting.
No, I don't know. No, thank you. So anyway, Dr. Nick, I just want to say a good morning.
Wow.
And in case I don't see you, good afternoon.
I wish doctors had publicity pictures.
Truman Schilling, good evening, whatever it is.
Right.
In case I don't see you, good morning, good evening, and good night.
Well, that's good that you have this relationship with her, because now you will simply scamper to the foot doctor anytime you need them, and you need treatment, and so that's a good thing.
So anyway, we got done, and she said, "Now, don't put your shoes and socks back on yet." And she went in the other room and got a digital camera, and she was taking pictures of both of the feet.
Like on a bearskin rug or something like that? Pictures of you looking over your right shoulder, presenting buttocks in the air.
Yeah, she would say, okay, now,
seriously,
now turn and suck on your finger. And now, here's what I want you to do. Seductively blow me a kiss. That's good. That's good. That's
right.
Good. Now, and this is, now, you're an animal. You're a tiger. Arr.
Make it work. Work it, baby.
Work it for me.
Make love to the camera.
Work it for me. Work it for me.
Oh, that's good. Now, lift the toe up.
Lift the toe up and look at me seductively.
Point the toe. Point the toe.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Dr. Nick. Okay, now we'll need a shot of detergent.
Oh! Okay. No problem.
Handling yourself.
No problem. Dr. Nick.
It's off to eBay.
Wow. So anyway, there you go. That's the...
Well, congratulations. I'm glad that's working out for you. I know that you've had many, many troubles with your feet over the years, and it looks like... And now you're holding that sock.
What am I supposed to do with it?
It might be a real good idea to put it back on the foot.
Or give it to a listener.
Are you letting the foot breathe? Is this, is that a good idea?
I don't want to take the time to actually go back down there and put the sock back on and put the shoe back on.
You're a busy man. Joe?
Now that's something that we also that I would like him to do. Joe, excellent idea. Joe, would you please come put my sock on and put my shoe on?
He has no gloves.
And tie my shoe.
I don't see the door opening very rapidly.
Joe,
I don't see the door.
World's oldest phone screener.
Joe does not seem to be making.
Joe, his job is every day hanging by a thread.
Where could he be? Joe, we don't know how Joe feels about feet. Here comes Joe.
Here he is. Hi, Joe.
Here he comes. Here comes Joe.
Hi, Joe. You ready?
He's
doing it.
Joe is not even flinching. Joe is not even... This does not bother Joe. Joe, feet don't bother you, right?
What do you think of that toe, Joe?
That's beautiful.
Does it?
Careful, Joe. It's a little sore.
Considering some of the cleanups Joe's had to do in the past, this is really like a weekend at Club Med.
That's no problem.
Now, Joe, that's nice, the way he's tucking the sock up.
Right?
Very nicely done, Joe.
How about a little rub there, Joe?
Is the heel on correctly?
The rest of us are jealous.
I believe so.
Yes. How is it down there, Joe?
Just fine.
Okay. Just fine. He's, this man is lying.
All right, now if you wouldn't mind, put the shoe on, please.
Oh, okay. Sure.
All right, here we go.
And this is where you got to be.
That's the easy part.
Be very gentle.
Now somebody could get hurt here.
Be very gentle.
That looks like a brand new shoe.
Well, I went to see the doctor.
Relatively new shoe.
Yeah, there you go. Very nice. And would you mind tying it?
You don't want to get dizzy with the blood rushing to your head.
He's doing it like the guy in the shoe store does.
Yeah, oh, very good. Or single knot.
Just a single knot.
Okay.
Double knot, like with my that I do with my kids.
All right. And Joe, would you please take the cuff of my pant and put it over the top of the shoe?
Rob, have you mastered that, the double knot, which is done in...
I double all mine all the time. I hate tying shoes.
You double your knot?
Thank Absolutely. You, Joe.
Oh, wow.
Thank you very much, Joe.
Or I go Velcro.
Beautiful. That has to be a first. Let me get the microphone.
Joe was completely unfazed. Did not seem to even flinch at that. You know?
I bet he wouldn't have done it last week.
Right.
With the status of the toe last week.
Probably not. And he's probably, well, there he goes, running down the hallway to vomit.
No.
He just went down the hallway.
Totally, I'm never washing his hand again.
There's somebody in the men's lavatory here at the station retching.
Do you think he'll smell his hand?
Did he have foot contact with the, or was it just the sock and pulling it up?
He had some foot contact.
Right, sure.
And you think he'll smell?
Yeah, we'll check it out.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, enough about me and my erotic experience.
Right.
Last night, this is now something that has evolved on the show. It started over the weekend where we're going to send Jen to see the Eminem concert with 10 fat guys, and it was through everybody's fault, our fault, their fault. None of the people ever got together.
Yeah, it was a disappointment. We didn't have the big rendezvous with the one woman and 50 fat guys.
And as it turns out, then Jen went out for a drink with Fat Ted, one of the guys, and they had such a nice time. I asked if they would like to go out again, and, meet Ted's penis.
Hi, Ted!
And they went to the Palm restaurant last night on me.
Yes, it was very generous of you to do that.
And they were going to have dinner and have drinks, and they were going to play America's newest game show, Meet Ted's Penis.
Meet Ted's Penis. We weren't sure what was going to happen, but Ted was going to show his package to Jen.
Now, who is this, Jen or Ted? Hello?
Ted.
Ted. Hi, Ted.
Hi, Ted. How you doing?
We're doing great. How was dinner?
Dinner was outstanding.
Really?
Ted,
what did you enjoy last night?
I had a nice filet.
Ah, delightful filet. What else? What were the side dishes, Ted?
Oh, we had this mushroom in this sauce thing. I don't even know what it's called, but it was good. It's tasty.
And what else?
And salads. Not a whole lot.
What about
booze, though?
What about the booze? Yeah, how much did you drink?
Quite a bit.
Quite a bit.
I couldn't give you an accurate tally.
Well, walk us through the alcohol. Were you drinking beer?
I started off, we had margaritas when we first sat down.
Very good. Good choice. Excellent choice.
And then I had, I think, 3 Heinekens with the steak.
Heinekens with the steak.
With the steak.
And then I moved into Captain Morgan and Coke until we left. Oh, and also the Jägermeister.
And a Jägermeister.
Man. Okay. Jesus Christ.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time to play Meet Ted's Penis.
Meet Ted's Penis. And what was your date drinking there, Ted?
She had margarita, too, at the beginning. I believe she went to Guinness.
God.
And vodka tonics after that.
Okay. So when did you two retire to the vomitorium?
Ted, I got to ask you, any feelings of sickness this morning? I know you're a big guy, but anytime you go from beer back to the hard stuff.
And then you end it with Jägermeister.
Yeah, man.
You know, like Jägermeister.
I grew up on Jägermeister. It's the greatest drink in the world.
There you go. All right.
Are you felt fine today?
A little tired, but that's about it.
All right. Well, before we bring Jen, I think what we all really want to know on this edition of Meet Ted's Penis was, did Jen meet your penis?
You're going to have to ask her.
Oh, that's a good sign.
Let's welcome now to Meet Ted's Penis, the lovely Jen.
Hello, Jen.
Hey, boys.
Hi there. So, nice dinner last night?
Oh, it was lovely.
Beautiful. Glad you had a good time. And you had plenty of drinks?
Plenty. I feel a little woozy this morning. So.
Woozy?
A Guinness drinker. You don't meet many women that enjoy Guinness.
That's the best beer in the world, man.
Wow.
Jen, walk us through your alcohol consumption. What did you start with? What did you have during dinner? And what did you have after dinner?
Oh, my gosh. We started with the margaritas, and I had a Guinness. probably like 3 vodka tonics. We moved over to the bar area. I had a Long Island iced tea.
Oh, my God.
Why? A shot of Jaeger and then another Long Island and then...
Oh, wow. Hold on. And you had a shot of Jägermeister and you had another Long Island iced tea and something else?
No, that was it.
Jesus.
That's incredible.
So let's walk it. A margarita, a Guinness, 3 vodka tonics, a shot of Jägermeister, 2 Long Island iced teas, and another shot of Jaeger?
No, just one shot of Jaeger.
Just one shot of Jaeger.
Really big shots.
Yeah, and you know, the Palm, among their many great qualities, they have a very generous pour.
Mike,
yeah,
they're like great. They're like the Olive Garden. You know, the Olive Garden, they say they have the endless bowls of soup.
Don't have to tell me, I'm there every night.
John and I have ever done it there.
At the Palm?
Yeah.
That's the problem when you go there now, is that they serve you drinks like in Fred Flintstone size glasses.
Yes, they do.
Like, you order a drink and they give you something like this, like this big gulp that I got in front of me.
Yeah, you guys do the martini thing when you go to the Palm, and they serve it in what appears to be an airline hangar.
I cannot imagine having that amount to drink and not having met Ted's penis. So Jen, the answer, I think we know, we'd like to pose the question. Did you meet Ted's penis?
I have 2 words. They both start with a D. The first one is donkey.
Donkey.
Okay. You mean so he's large?
Yes.
Wow.
So did you see him? Was he Mr. Softy, or was he, or had he eaten at Hardee's when you saw him?
It was a little bit of both.
Oh, can you tell us?
Fantastic.
Can you tell us how the meeting happened? Where the meeting was?
Well, we were in the car, and I said, "Well, just whip it out. Let me see it."
Did you initiate, Jen?
Yeah, totally.
Way to go.
And Ted?
Yes.
How did you feel when Jen got to meet your penis?
I don't know. I was kind of buzzed, and it was very quick, so...
It was quick?
So she was insistent.
She was insistent. Well, that's good. Now, so did you find the experience to be at all erotic?
No, we were sitting in the car, almost under a floodlight, so...
Well, how about you, Jen? Did you find any eroticism in it at all?
No.
Aww. But technically she didn't meet Ted's penis.
Jen is a total, totally has redeemed herself.
Yeah.
A stand-up person. I've got to give her a round of applause.
Stand-up guy.
And so it was over as soon as it began, huh, Ted?
Yeah, pretty much.
Ted, did you entertain fantasies of perhaps you revealing it and then it, oh my God.
I had my hopes and dreams.
I know he probably was hoping. She'd go, oh my God. Jen, just to start some kind of a chart here, how many penises do you think you've seen in your life?
I don't know, maybe like 20.
Maybe 20, and how does Ted rate?
I'd say like top 3. He's probably the 3rd.
The top 3 penises Jen has ever seen.
Now listen, Ted and Jen might not have hooked up, but Ted, this is working well for you. You know that, don't you?
Yeah, it sounds good.
Pretty terrific.
What you need is a letter from Jen that you can carry around in your pocket.
A certification.
Certified by Jen.
Ted has one of
approval.
Yeah, Ted has one of the top 3 penises Jen has seen.
ever seen. And
bronze medalist.
Now it had to be awkward after you pulled out your man and Jen looked at it, that's where the awkwardness would come in, I would say. Did you just put him back inside, and what happened after that?
And we went to, I guess she knew some people that were having a party, and...
Oh, great.
We just kept on drinking.
So after the penis, you still stayed together. You guys are pals.
Yeah.
So, Ted, what did you drink after you left the restaurant?
Just beer.
How many?
Budweiser.
How many?
I don't know, just a couple. Probably 4 or 5.
A couple or 5.
Hey, Ted?
Yeah.
When you were showing the penis, how did that happen? Give us the details of what you did exactly. Did you pull down your pants? Did you unzip your fly? How did it happen?
Yeah.
It was more, I took a deep breath, first of all.
Yeah, right.
Hold my stomach in.
That's a big man.
Uh-huh.
kind of opened up the zipper, moved my boxers to the side, and
pulled it out. Pulled it out, and
and how long was the total viewing?
I'd say not more than 3 seconds.
Oh, wow. So not even long enough for her to just, like my doctor did today, just a brief, very soft touch?
No touching.
No touching at all.
Oh, wow.
Well, you know, she's a stand-up person.
Yes, yeah, she is.
For letting this happen. And
Jen, how much did you have to drink after you met Ted's penis when you guys went to your friend's party?
Nothing. I had to throw up by the time I got there.
Between the drinking and the penis viewing and the food and everything else, right? Mm.
Well, all in all, sounds to me like probably the night of young Ted's life.
Absolutely.
Ted, among your life experiences, how does this one rate?
This ranks up there right at number one there, Don.
Oh, that's wow. Wonderful news, Ted.
All right.
Number one life experience ever for fat Ted.
Did you meet anybody at the party, Ted?
They were all too young at the party.
A little too young?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Define too young.
Yes.
Well, I'm 30.
Uh-huh.
So.
And how old were they?
They were all in between, I think, 18 and 29. All the people there, they were varied. I mean, some were too young, some weren't, but it was cool.
Well, you know, I urge you, Ted, to go on the Broyhill plan.
Mm-hmm.
To strike those words from your vocabulary, too young.
Because the word is out now.
That's something I've used, something I've used and learned with Charlie Broyhill when I've been out with single friends.
Mm-hmm.
Never say a woman is
too young.
Too young. Never.
I will strive to change.
I know. I've been to many social occasions with Charles Broyhill.
Yes, Charles does not.
No.
Age is a state of mind, Charlie.
Absolutely.
That state of mind, you know, is.
Sometimes it's.
It's high school.
Sometimes junior high.
You're as young as you feel.
Charlie Broyhill.
Charles Broyhill.
But I mean, if they were 18 to 29, then there were people close to your age, Ted.
Yeah. Just one other guy that was old.
Who's old?
Older, you know, the 29-year-old.
All right, gotcha. Yeah. But anyway, overall, it was as you heard, the greatest experience of Ted's life. And, Jen, all we can say to you is you're moving, so adios. Thanks for being a great listener.
Have a great trip out to Colorado with your new start out there, and enjoy yourself.
I will.
And thank you for playing Meet Ted's Penis.
You're welcome.
And Ted seems like such a cool guy that perhaps someone else will be able to meet his penis.
Ted is incredibly cool, ladies, I'm telling you.
Now, Ted, if any other ladies called, would you be willing to go out on a date and play Meet Ted's Penis again?
Sure.
You heard that Jen, out of the 20 penises she's seen in her lifetime, has ranked Ted in the top three.
Number three.
And the word she used was donkey.
Right. Animal-like.
That means amazingly large, right, Jen?
Yeah.
Wow.
I don't want to be all homo and talk about, right, you know, guys' stuff, but what did you like best about Ted's penis?
The length.
Wow. The length. Wow. Ted, is she telling the truth or is she just being nice to you?
It's the truth as far as I'm concerned.
There you go.
All right. This is now the end of Ted's drought.
Yeah.
And the beginning of Jen's night terrors. The beginning of sleepless nights for Jen.
Jen waking up in the middle of the night screaming.
With the taste of Long Island iced teas and Jagermeister in her mouth.
But it's a windfall for Ted as we are now inviting any women that want to meet Ted's penis.
It's a brand new game on the Dynamite Show. Meet Ted's penis.
No, I don't see any end to this anytime soon. It seems like it's the America's number one pastime.
There you go. Yeah, everybody loves it. Well, listen, Jen, have a great trip to Colorado.
Thank you.
And, Ted, we'd like to keep your number on file.
All right.
Just in case any women out there want to meet Ted's penis.
All right. Lisa's got my number, so...
He's a handsome fellow, you ladies, all right? So.
You're very sweet, Jen. That's
all
very
right.
Nice.
Both of you kids, hold on just a second. And thanks for playing Meet Ted's Penis.
You know, when we do things like this, they can go horribly wrong occasionally, like last night. They went very, very right, and Ted should be thrilled.
You know, it didn't go 100% right.
Yeah, it didn't go over the top. Over the top would have been, you know.
Go.
She would have been doing the Ted gargle.
Yeah, or at least, you know, like an Animal House. She would have put on a glove. And, you know, and said, wow.
I would have thought with that much alcohol that at least Ted might have gotten a handshake.
Yeah, no, I guess, well, you know, Jen was nice enough.
Yeah.
to look at his penis.
Yeah,
and to rate his penis.
Jen did everything that she said she was going to do, and that we did not ask anything more.
Right. I would bet that at some point Ted's going to get a happy ending out of that as he files that in his memory bank.
I wonder if Ted got a happy ending for himself. I wonder if Ted gave himself a happy ending.
I bet he was too drunk.
Probably.
Sleepy.
Yeah.
Plus, we know that he lives with his mom. So maybe it was hard getting his jerk on when he got home.
He lives with mother?
Well, that's what Lisa said before the show, that last night when she called to make sure they knew where to go, that she got a hold of Ted's mom.
So any women calling to meet Ted's penis might want to live on their own.
Right.
So that they have a place to hang out.
It'd be a nicer meeting then. And you have actually talked to the mother. It's not like the big house above the motel, is it?
I don't know. Lisa? where is Lisa Herndon? She would know better than I.
After this advertising, he won't be living there long.
No, I don't think so, Buzz. I think it's going to be a total reversal of fortune here.
I like Ted. I like Ted. I wish him the very best.
For our man, Ted. Ted lives with his mom?
As far as that's what I get. I mean, she answers the phone, and when I say, Ted, is Ted there? She says, Junior or Senior.
Well, she must be incredibly proud today of her son.
Yeah. And Ted's a junior.
So Ted, and
Ted run of the family.
Ted Senior probably shares the
joy.
You know, a proud moment.
He's got to be proud.
As a father myself, you can imagine. You know, just a few instances where you really swell up with pride. No pun intended.
Right.
You know that your son becomes a captain of industry. Your son, you know, becomes a
cornerback in the NFL.
Yeah, he's drafted to play Major League Baseball a woman meets him at the Palm and gets drunk and then says...
he's got one of the top three penises she's ever seen.
That's a great moment for a family.
Things are rolling. Life has turned sweet for Ted.
Maybe Ted Jr. is what she met at the Palm last night.
Hello, Don and Mike's show.
Good morning, Don and Mike.
Hi.
This is Joe from Sacramento.
Hi, Joe.
I'm in the time machine. Hey, I was wondering, I know a couple things that went on since I called you last time, but who got custody of the slot machine at Mike's house?
Hold on now, since you're calling from Sacramento.
Yeah.
Both Mike and Rob are doing the dance, and Mike is now also adding scratching.
You're spreading.
Spreading.
Thank you, Rob. Rob, that's what I was feigning. Yes, I was feigning.
It was spreading, not scratching. Well, before you started that, there was some preliminary
scratching, a little scratching, but then I did the. The spreading dance.
What? You're going back to my slot machine? You mean who got custody?
Yeah.
My wife.
Okay. And Don?
Yeah.
Don, what about the kayaks, man? Did they get hurt in the house when the hurricane hit the house?
Good question. God damn you, people have memories.
Yes, they do.
No, the kayaks were not injured in the tornado.
Okay. Oh, cool.
All right. Thank you.
Bye.
See you later. Bye-bye.
And that's the guy that gets the show on tape delay, right?
Yeah, Sacramento.
Yeah.
And thank you, Sacramento, again, for the number one ratings.
Yay! Yes.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Yeah, this is Steve. How you doing?
Okay, Steve.
Okay. Mike, you're not the only one who went through a horror story on a divorce.
I haven't gone. I'm separated, sir. I'm not divorced yet. Don't rush things.
I just want to inform you that there are other horror stories to watch and beware of.
I would not, although my situation is not something that causes me to dance in the streets with joy, I will tell you that I would not describe the separation as horrible.
Well, you're lucky. You're very fortunate, and I commend you for that, for making it nice and easy.
So you obviously have had a very dismal situation.
31 months it took me to get divorced.
Wow.
Three lawyers.
Mm-hmm.
And each one of those lawyers had one retainer fee higher than the next.
Sure. Wow.
Well, what did you do?
Oh, and I had a heart attack while I was going through the thing in family court. As I'm being carried out, her lawyer is looking down at me and saying, I hope the son of a bitch dies on the way to the hospital.
Wow.
So.
Well, you got it all over me, pal.
It's all over. It's all done with. And guess what? Their butts were against the wall where they could not do anything to me, that they settled for dropping their case of alimony and support. And I sold my house and got out of it.
Sir, would you like to play Meet Ted's Penis? I mean, you need to pick me up.
Yeah.
I mean,
you actually had
But you know what?
Wait a minute, hold on. You actually had your heart attack in the family courtroom?
In family court. I didn't even walk into the hearing master's chambers. I keeled over. Did not know what happened, so I woke up. I'm on a gurney.
Wow.
I couldn't move my left arm.
Wow.
And the oxygen is in my nose. You know, the tubes they use.
Is this Larry King?
No.
Hi.
This was my one and only divorce, and never, never, ever again.
All right, my friend. Thank you.
Okay, just want to share that with you, Mike.
Thank you, sir. You've made me feel better.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, hello?
Yeah, hello.
Hey, I got a question for Mike about his little bird at his house.
The little bird? Well, you know, I got problems now.
Why?
I bought a bird feeder for the little bird.
Yeah?
And the little bird has been completely moved out by squirrels, crows, and I looked on the deck today, and there was just a pile of seed where these huge creatures, you know, foxes, elk, everybody's like dipping.
Moose,
it's amazing. Pterodactyls, they're all coming down to this feed. This feeder is just being mugged by all the bigger animals. I mean, I guess it's survival of the fittest.
Yeah.
And occasionally, like late in the afternoon, some of the tiny little birds will visit the feeder, and they'll drop in for a little. But today we had huge crows, and I told my my daughters to go pound on the glass and scare the crows away, because crows just don't do it for me in the bird community.
No.
I like a little cardinal, maybe a little oriole. And now, you know, it's like apple. And I go through a whole bag of this bird seed in a week.
Yeah.
It's like it's not fun anymore.
And me, I'm ready to kill my dogs.
I mean, really. No. This morning when I woke up,
have they been eating bird seed?
No. Here's the deal. That, you know, my wife spent the night last night in Ocean City with her parents because, you know, the house was hit by a tornado.
Right.
And she's up there with the insurance people. And as it turns out, I brought my son to a friend's house so Bart could spend the night with a friend. And it was just me and the dogs. And I had the two little dogs sleeping with me and the German Shepherd downstairs.
Mm-hmm.
And the German Shepherd, Colonel Klink, is highly aware of when the entire family is not in the house.
Right.
And he is never allowed up in the bedroom area because that's where the cat is.
Mm-hmm.
4:45 a.m., I am awakened by the littlest dog, Rudy. Yap, 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 yap. He's got that dog, that little teeny Zsa Zsa Gabor, put the dog in your purse, yap.
Right. Uh-huh.
And he's going crazy because he's chasing the cat. So what I do is I chase him, and I eventually shut him in the room and shut the doors. I wake up this morning, and that dog not only took dumps in my bedroom, the room I shot him in.
Right.
He also took a dump in Bart's room. He also took a dump in the computer room.
Oh.
And he took a leak on the stairs. So I'm getting all this as I'm going downstairs. I'm cleaning up dog poop, which, thank God, it hardened. So it was the kind that you could just
pick it up and
with a rag, just pick it up.
Soft dog poop is what will make me vomit more than anything else.
I get downstairs, and Colonel Klink, because he's upset, the German Shepherd, he has thrown up. Now,
oh God!
The throw up. We feed the dogs this IAMS. Is that what you
IAMS? Dry dog food.
IAMS. Right. That's the name of the product.
Right.
Apparently, what he did was he ate it, and as soon as he ate it, he threw it up.
Yes, yeah, so you still can see the pieces.
So there were two piles of this. Perfectly molded. It was almost like Close Encounters of the Third.
Yeah, I know exactly the consistency. I've seen it many times.
And what I did was, I thought, well, now how do I clean this up? Because it was on the carpeting.
Right. Get the snow shovel.
And I thought, hold on, Mike. You and I think quite alike.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think, first, I got the puke factor.
Right.
Second, I don't want to, like, put on the plastic gloves and clean this up. I went to the kitchen and got a spatula.
Nice.
Now
you're making me nauseous.
I swear to God, thing, you know, like you flip hamburgers.
Sure. Who wants pancakes?
And what I did was, very carefully, put the spatula underneath the first pile.
Right.
And then, very daintily, carried the pile over to the sliding glass door, and then just kind of
flung it.
Tossed it.
Yeah, sent it out to be biodegraded.
Went back to get the second pile, but while I was getting the second pile, all three dogs were eating the remnants
of
the first pile. The spot where the first pile is.
Dogs.
So I'm nuts. I take the dogs and I put them all outside,
and they're all standing at the sliding glass door looking at me. Like,
what are you doing? We're just being dogs.
Yeah, Daddy, what are you doing? Now, right. Now I'm going over and I'm scooping up the second pile, which is much, as I find out, fresher than the first pile.
I'm going to throw up.
The first pile kind of just came and was one big piece.
Oh.
Again, I'm using the spatula. The same one that we used to cook our meals with.
You'll want to wash that.
And I pick it up, and I don't quite get all of it. And a little chunk breaks off onto the carpet. I think, well, I've got 80% of it on the spatula.
Right.
So, again, I open the door, and as soon as I open the door, the dogs come running in, and the German Shepherd nearly knocks me over in an effort for all three of them to see who's going to be the first.
Oh, God.
To get to the dog puke.
Oh, no.
That they want to eat.
Oh, dear.
So at this point, I'm so mad at them, at the three dogs. And you know, they're dogs. They have no idea what I'm saying.
Right.
I said, you know what, stupid animals? Go ahead. Eat. Clinks, puke. Go ahead. Clean it up for me.
Uh-huh.
Go ahead.
Oh.
So I stood there for about 5 minutes and really watched all three dogs.
Did they take care of it?
Eat.
Oh,
the
God.
Puke.
And then a nice kiss for Daddy.
Well, hold on. And the little one, Rudy, when all of the big chunks were gone, and they were, like I said, not in the dog's stomach long because they looked like... The dry dog?
Hey, I got you. Okay. I got you. You're working me here.
You're like caramelized.
Right.
Taffy apple-ized.
Oh, God.
Bam.
As all of the big chunks were gone, I was going to get the you know, we have a lifetime supply of this in our house, the stuff that you spray on the carpet when a dog pees or something.
Sure.
And the little one is licking the carpet.
Oh, God.
Rudy, the one who crapped all over my bedroom, is licking the carpet. So I just stood there for a second, and I said, go ahead. Lick it. Lick it all up.
Oh, my God.
Lick it all up.
Make sure he doesn't do that after you spray the Pet Be Gone or whatever.
Little animal. Lick it.
Go on.
Lick it.
Go on. Shoe fly.
And he licked it. Mm-hmm. And then, then I put him outside and I sprayed.
Right.
And it was down on my hands and knees, you know, cleaning the carpet. And the three of them, this is why you can't stay mad at dogs.
Mm-hmm.
Because the three of them are looking at me. They're standing at the window and they're lined up. And the way they're lined up is according to height. Well, you got the big German Shepherd on the right, and in the middle you got Max, the little terrier, and on the very left side you've got the little teeny, tiny Zsa Zsa Gabor dog, Rudy, and they are all looking at me, and at one point, all three heads cock to the right, and they're looking at me like, Dad, how come we can't come in the house? And I realize I can't be mad at them.
We got more things to do. Listen, Dad.
Right.
They don't know what's going on. But for about 30 minutes today, I was seriously considering just putting them in the back of my car, driving to a field somewhere, and telling my wife and son.
They all got away.
The dogs all ran away.
They all got away.
That's how pissed I was today. Yeah.
Dogs will lick anything.
Yeah.
Some people, you know, take advantage of that.
Oh, yuck.
Peanut butter.
I got home last night. The cats had made dinner.
Oh, really?
What do you mean?
No, I just meant my animals are no trouble. In fact, they're helpful.
He really is the golden boy.
Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Yeah, Donna Mike.
Yeah. Yeah, hi.
Yeah, I was changing my son's diaper. It was full, like completely full.
Yeah.
And we don't use that diaper change anymore because it got smelly, so we just rolled it up and put it on the floor outside in the hall, and I put him to bed, and I forgot it was out there. I went right to bed, and I told my girlfriend about the whole thing, and then the next day he says, didn't you say our son's diaper was full? And I said, yeah. He goes, then our dog is completely disgusting.
The dog was eating the kid's diaper.
The contents of the diaper, and I couldn't kiss the dog. I was brushing his teeth, giving as much milk bones as he wanted, and he did. And I didn't touch him for a week or two.
Dogs love it more than anything in the world.
Wow.
When I had dogs and when the kids were babies and we were changing diapers, we had to make sure with Oscar, I couldn't leave a diaper for a second. He'd jump up and snatch it.
It's a treat.
They loved, oh, it's a treat. They love the smell.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey.
Hey.
This is Tim, Ted's little brother.
Yes.
Hey, I just wanted to let you guys know that how the house is set up.
Now, are you really Ted's brother?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
It's we actually share basically an apartment in my parents' basement.
Are you the serious, more studious younger brother?
Yes.
Hey, are you jealous? Your brother got to play Meet Ted's Penis.
And got a delightful meal at the Palm Restaurant.
Oh, he's still trying to catch up with baby brother, so.
Oh, really? Are you as big as Ted?
I'm taller than Ted, but I'm a lot skinnier.
Really?
A lot skinnier. Well, has your penis been rated number 3 by Jen?
Nah, I should probably rate mine number 1.
You're a very confident young man. Do you get along well with your brother?
Oh, yeah.
Really? And you both live in your parents' home?
Yes.
A little jealous of the attention Ted's been getting, are you?
Nah.
Yeah, it sounds like it.
Sounds like it. Yeah.
Sounds
a
like
bit.
You're insanely jealous.
Nah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you are.
Ted's happening. Ted's put himself on the map.
Good. That's great. It's about time.
Ted, see?
See? Yeah. Yeah, all these negative comments about your brother, it's jealousy.
It's jealousy?
Yes, it is. Yeah, you may not think so, but it is.
Oh, great. Well,
you're jealous.
It is.
Ted's penis is more famous than your whole body.
Yeah, see, you have nothing to say because you're jealous of Ted.
No, listen,
come on, little brother. I mean, it's little brother syndrome.
And what's your name? Tim? Tim?
Yeah.
He's a very confident man. Mike, I found this from life experiences. Confidence comes from living in your parents' bedroom. Living in your parents' basement.
Yes.
Living in the guest room in your parents' house. That's a confidence builder in general.
How many years younger are you than Ted?
5
years.
5,
yeah, sorry. So you would be about 25?
Almost, yes.
Yes, almost 25. And you're just insanely jealous of your brother.
How come you guys are both still there?
I actually just came back there.
Really?
Yeah.
And what was your search?
I've just moved back from Miami, Florida.
Miami didn't work out for you?
No. I'm on a pit stop, so.
You're on a pit stop.
How long do you think the pit stop will be?
Probably just another couple weeks.
Oh, okay.
Really?
Are you looking to move out of the area? Rob shaking his head. I agree, Rob.
I know. I don't believe him.
It's been more like
I'm
years.
I'm staying in the area. I'm staying in the area.
Yeah. You are.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Now, why are you running your brother down?
I think it's cool what he's doing, so I just wanted to say.
And then be a supporter. Be happy for him.
Say something nice about your brother. Come on.
He's great. He's a great guy.
Say something nice about his penis.
I wouldn't know.
Oh, come on now. Like you've never seen your brother's penis?
Nope.
Really? Whose is bigger, yours or his?
I don't know. I haven't seen. So how would I know?
Right.
Right. Okay, now you're thinking it before you answer. If we had asked that a moment ago, I know you would have said yours.
Hey, will you do us a favor?
Yeah, sure.
When you talk to Ted, tell him to make sure his Deadwood brother doesn't call us again, okay?
Oh, okay.
His loser brother.
All right.
Okay.
His Miami brother. And how did you, incidentally, how does that happen that you're in Miami and all of us, and I mean, I guess you got nothing. Yeah, I'm guessing you had a place to live in Miami?
Yeah.
Well, what happened there?
Things just weren't working out.
Well, no, explain it.
Was it a female situation?
No, everything down there was working out fine. It was problems up here that I had to come back.
Oh, okay.
Wait, hold on.
This is dangerous when we go down this road. Yeah.
So you left your happening successful...
Like something horrible, we're going to feel bad.
You left your happening successful life in Miami to come back to help the family?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Really?
Yep.
And Ted will tell us all about it?
Yep.
Okay.
So you're the savior?
Huh?
You're the savior of the family?
Something like that.
Well, you could be a little nicer to your older brother.
And more cheerful.
Well, if you've come back to help the family, then why did you have to just abandon your life in Miami?
Well, it was for me to stay up here.
If it's just a pit stop, though.
No, I'm staying in the area.
Before we accidentally stumble into this, there's no, like, family illness or anything, is there?
No.
Okay,
no.
Good.
Well, then what's the emergency that made you come back to save the family?
I have a son.
You have a son?
And he was up here, so I had to come back to...
Yeah. Oh, man, see, another story of the penis.
See, now...
The wandering penis. Tim's wandering penis.
See, so it's really not that you're up here to save your family, per se, meaning your mom and dad and Ted.
You had to come up here to fulfill your responsibility.
You know, to take care of your bastard child.
So Something like that, yeah.
Right.
Are you glad you called?
Yeah.
All right. Are you a deadbeat dad?
No.
Good. You're not. You didn't move to Florida to, free yourself of that, did you?
No. The original intention was he was supposed to come with me, so...
And what happened there?
His mother didn't want to have any part of that, so... Ah. That's why I came back.
How old's the child?
Mm-hmm.
How old is the child, Tim?
How old's the child?
Yes. Don't answer a question with a question, please.
Seven.
Babies having babies. My God. You were how old when you fathered that child, Tim?
18.
I was 17.
17.
So you had to give up your happening Jackie Gleason Miami lifestyle. you were the Dan Marino of South Florida, and you had to give it up to come back to work out the situation.
Right.
Well, Tim, I certainly hope it works out for you, but I think it would work out better if you shared a little positive energy with your brother, Ted.
Be happy with your brother, Ted. He's got no bastard children.
Oh, I am happy.
Be proud of him.
I just called to straighten up the living situation. That's the only reason I called.
All right, and just to recap, what is that living situation again?
My parents' basement has been converted into an apartment. And that's where he's staying.
Do you have your own access to it?
Yes.
And please don't say that's where he's staying, because that's also where you're staying.
Correct.
Right.
And is that where BT will be staying? Or BC? The bastard child?
Yes.
Okay, very good.
So the child will be living in the basement as well?
Yeah.
All right, I think we've cleared it all up now.
Thanks.
Thank you so much for calling, Tim.
Yeah.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye.
Wow, hey, the guy called us.
We're going to have to ask Ted about his, his very surly, sullen brother.
The guy called us. Yeah. I mean, weren't you expecting that he was going to say, I had to come back because, you know, for your dad's got cancer?
Yeah, right. Exactly, and that's when we back off 100%.
The guy had to come back because he's got a love child.
Right.
You know,
he's fired at 17. Every parent's dream.
Well, Mike,
I tell you, we got to send the parents after the bomb.
Let's clear the lines and get a call 100. The jackpot is down to $100.
Yes.
And I'm going to give you a huge hint today.
Good. We need it.
A hint that's really going to put it over the top as to who the identity of celebrity burper number 4 is.
Big celebrity.
I really think it's going to absolutely cement it for you and
excellent.
Give it away.
Good.
And as if we have not had enough fun already with the good people who listen to our show.
Mm-hmm.
Remember the guy who sent us the letter about his downtrodden life? The guy who'd been institutionalized.
Oh, yes.
And gone through like 4 fiancés and had the girlfriend who's 22 but has the mind of a 12-year-old.
And had sent us great detail about his life and like a 6-page letter.
He took the penis pills that shrunk him.
Right.
Yeah.
They're in the lobby right now.
Oh, good.
And we're going to bring them in and meet them in a second.
Welcome to Jerry Springer Wednesday.
Now, we give away some money. Call 1-800-877-365. 3636. Please dial recklessly, you animals.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Hey, I guess they're right. Senior citizens, although slow and dangerous behind the wheel, can still serve a purpose.
I'll be right back. Don't you go dying on me.
The Don and Mike Show. Come, cup their peaches. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Yeah, yeah. Tomorrow on the show, we're giving away a Bose Wave radio.
Wow.
All right.
$100, I think.
Cruising voice free wireless, the fastest growing nationwide wireless service. 888-STREAMS. To find out more, we'll give that away on tomorrow's show. Plus, tomorrow, we're going to have a couple of segments with Tony Curtis.
Yeah. Tony Curtis will talk to him about his love, his life, and his movies.
And we'll be playing Meet Jamie Lee's Penis.
You'll save that for the internet.
He'll handle it. He handles anything. Yeah. I'm going to throw it out right at the beginning.
Wow. Okay. All right. So he's a cool guy.
Yeah. Say, I've heard for years that your daughter is hermaphrodite. True or false?
Right.
And we'll get to it right there.
You're just a terrible guy.
No, he'll say true. Next question. Hello, Donna, Mike.
Am I calling 100?
Yes, you are. And what's your name?
Betsy.
Hi, Betsy. Where are you from?
Philly. Outside of Philly.
All right. Here you go, Betsy. You got tickets to see Blondie and the B-52s at Meriwether Post Pavilion on Wednesday, July 31st. Make sure you you wear elbow pads and knee pads and maybe even like a one of them bicycle helmets, because I want to say it's going to be packed.
Yes, yeah. Absolutely.
Wall to wall.
Watch out.
Wall to wall.
Rock Lobster.
Tickets are on sale at Ticketmaster.com. And
I got me a Chrysler.
MPConcerts.com. And if you want to know the definition of a woman who has let herself go, take a look at Debbie Harry, a blondie.
She looks better. I've seen photographs, and she looks better today than she looked how many years ago when we met her? Did you meet her or did I meet her?
We met her in a hotel.
In like a hotel party.
As everyone does.
No, we met her in a hotel when we were in New Jersey. The same day we met Dennis Murphy, when we met Frank Gifford, in that hotel in the Meadowlands, Deborah Harry was there and came down and was on our show that day. Do you remember that?
That's right. And I'd also met Deborah Harry at one of those DJ conventions.
Well, I saw her recently on a Behind the Music on VH1.
She's still managing to look stunning?
God damn.
Yeah, she's been around.
A lot of life on the road.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's hard on a guy, much less a woman.
Anyway, enjoy those tickets. Now you're going to play for $100.
Yeah.
With a celebrity burp number 4.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to toss you up a gigantic softball.
Wow.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Not dumb. Not dumb. What do you think of that, Rob?
I like that. I think that's excellent.
Not dumb.
Right.
Think of all the clues I've given you prior to this. Not dumb.
Not dumb. Betsy, how you doing with that clue?
Well, is it possible to repeat? I remember the be well, and I remember a lot of the other stuff. Is it possible?
All right, I'll give you some of the other clues.
All right, that'd be great.
That the guy, it's a guy.
Yep.
TV star. He's never been on our show.
Right.
He's been on 3 TV shows. On one show, he had a small bit part. On the second show, he was featured 3 or 4 times a year. The character he played on that show, in certain circles, is an icon. He's got his own websites devoted to him.
Mm.
Third show, he was the star.
Mm.
Okay? One of those TV shows was the show That Girl. Now, I'm not telling you which show it was, where he had the small part, the medium part, or the starring role.
Right, I'm lost.
No, another clue is Be Well.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Here's another clue. Maybe a Jew. And your latest clue, not dumb.
Mm.
Not dumb.
It could be either way.
Yeah.
Not dumb. Don't call me dumb, or he plays smart guys.
Or it could be something else.
Not dumb.
Okay, are you ready? Okay, for $100, please don't answer until Mike sings like
Debbie Harry.
Caller, name this celebrity burp.
Are you ready? Here it is now. There he is. Be well. Not dumb. And 3 TV shows, including That Girl.
One way or another, I'm going to get to you. I'm going to get you one way.
Yeah. For $100, who is that?
Tom Selleck.
Ooh. Tom Selleck. No.
Oh, we're sorry.
But that's a decent guess.
Great guess.
Let me just say this guy would never be confused for Tom Selleck.
Oh, there's another clue.
Too many clues.
Shut up. And it's a dollar now we're giving away.
Don't forget that every guess is a clue for you.
A clue for you.
Hateful hump.
And we'll try to give away that money again shortly. Hello, Don the Mike Show. What do we got here? Contest players?
Must be. That's what it is.
Hello, Don the Mike.
Yeah, I know who it is. Can I guess, please?
No.
Can I give a clue? Just a little clue?
No, you know what this is?
Yeah.
He couldn't help himself.
He couldn't help himself.
The guy could not help himself.
Oh, I know who it is now.
He has no discipline.
Yeah, of course you do, because the guy just gave it away.
I don't.
No, you really don't?
I still don't
really. I don't think this is a big star.
It is.
Like it is.
Now I really don't. Not after you said that. Now I really don't.
He was.
I'm not going to know this person.
Yes, you will.
Will.
Now listen. We have a bet already that I've already let you slide on.
Right.
That $100 with that Chinese girl, whether her boobs were big enough.
Right, and after last night, I'm really getting ready, if they don't strike, to pay off that baseball bet.
And
after the Red Sox blew it in the ninth inning again.
I will bet you right now $200 that you would, you know this guy, you instantly know this guy. This is not...
All right, let me ask you a question. The thing you delayed, that you deleted out, is that really helpful?
I'm not going to tell you that. But the question...
You wouldn't have called him an a-hole if it wasn't.
But your question was, is it someone you'd immediately know? And the answer is, without question, without fail, you'd know. And Buzz, you'll know.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Everyone will know.
Yep.
Do you want to bet?
No, I can't afford to bet.
Because I'll write down the name so you'll know.
No, I'd rather just play with everybody else. I'd like to just wait till I go. I feel like, you know, they've got like one letter left on Wheel of Fortune, and I don't know the word, and everybody knows the word, and they're all saying how stupid you are. Michael, how stupid you are.
Michael?
You're stupid, Michael.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don, how you doing?
Okay.
All right.
What's wrong with people?
Can I just say, I had to delete that out again.
Now I know who it is. Now I know. Yeah, all right.
Of course you do.
Yeah.
And now don't all the clues make sense?
Yeah.
Think about it.
Yeah.
Think about it.
But there's one fact that you've gotten totally wrong. If
what's
that's
that?
True. The person has been on the show.
Mm-mm. Never.
Is it this person? And then I'll tell you, the mystery deepens.
Mike's writing it down.
Yeah, and tell me when he was.
Huh?
Yeah, when was he?
He was on the show. We didn't like him. I remember we didn't like him.
Rob and I went through. We never had him on. We had other people from the show on.
I'm almost 100% sure that we have because
Rob,
we didn't like him.
No, you know what?
No. He was at... Okay, now I know. It was that.
Exactly.
Right, okay. All right. Yeah, that's what it was.
Mm-hmm.
It felt like he had
exactly.
been on.
Yeah. We never had him on the show, though.
Yeah. It was...
He's never been on the show.
But I thought... Man, this is terrible because I want you to turn off the microphones because I thought that...
What?
He was supposed to be on the show.
Now, there you go. There you go. He was supposed to be on the show and was not on the show.
Had so many people... Are you saying he was on the show? He was supposed to be.
Right.
Supposed to be on the show.
All right.
Was never on the show.
Okay.
Now I feel like the dumb guy on Wheel of Fortune.
Oh, man. Yeah, I still don't get it.
Come on, Buzz.
Let me just say, so the next person who calls and screams out the name or the initials or a clue, the wrath of hell is going to come out on you.
Good. It should.
Okay?
Did you call this guy an icon?
Think about... Hold on a second. Now, Buzz, I'm going to turn the microphone
on. This is when they hate it. This is when they hate it when I know the answer.
Buzz, please.
Because I'm not in the loop, I can give them all the yes I want.
Hold on, please, Buzz. Hold on.
Mike seems to have figured it out.
You know what? Deceit is their game.
No, it's not. And turn the microphones off.
Right. Mike seems to have figured out who the secret burper is. I still don't know. I think the be well thing is probably the best clue, but I still can't nail it. I still don't know what that means exactly. The discussion now is to whether or not that secret burper, the celebrity burper's ever been on the show. Apparently they were supposed to have been, which means you and I wouldn't know who it is, but apparently the boys do. Mike has it figured out, I guess. Here they are again.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, it's interesting. It's interesting. Yeah. I think we should be getting a winner very, very quickly.
Yeah, I think so.
I could argue for 3 hours right now. I could just shoot holes in you deceitful men all day long.
Even if you take out the clue that you're going to debate me on,
right?
That one of the characters is an icon.
Right.
Even though you can do an internet search on the character and you'll find lots of websites.
Sure.
And even though he's done promotional announcements for the show in reruns,
right,
on the network that the show is on,
right?
Even
right.
though, and like, he's hosted marathons.
Yes, okay.
For the show that it's the network that currently runs.
It. Take, just give me, I'll tell you why I would make my argument, because if I say it right now,
okay,
I would give it away. Give me 2 seconds.
All right, sorry, there you go. Go ahead, Mike. Are in conference again, discussing what I hope they'll eventually debate on the air. Apparently, there's some disagreement between them as to whether or not the clues have been all that fair. I suspect they have been. They've been probably the best clues this time of any celebrity burper or belcher we've had so far. Oh, man, they're gesticulating. They're pointing. They're waving. It's a friendly, happy discussion, but it's animated. There's quite a debate that I hope they share with us at some point about this very mysterious celebrity belcher.
Okay, we're back.
Sorry, I'll stop doing that.
And now think about the other clues.
Oh, the other clues are all very solid. I only have one clue that I take issue with, and the other clues are very, very, very solid.
Yeah.
Be well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. They're an excellent clue.
Not dumb.
Right.
Right. Probably a Jew.
Yeah. Yeah. That one, the best of all of them.
Okay. He was on 3 shows.
Yeah. Yeah.
First show he had a tiny role on.
At least.
Second role he had
right.
a bigger role on, which
right.
he became kind of famous for.
Right.
Third role, he was a star of the show. What?
That's the third clue. The third clue. Yeah. Okay. I'm not going to debate you on it. I'm not, because I would never win. Because it's just. But the third clue.
I know what you're going to say, and I'm
yes.
going to tell you that's going to be my next clue.
Right. Okay. All right. Hmm. Okay. Very good.
When I say.
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. All right. That's
and
fine.
If you look at it like that.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, then that will immediately give it away.
And he...
Buzz will get that. If you gave him that clue, Buzz would get it.
Listen, this guy on the third show,
mm-hmm.
he gets his face right up there and his name
mm-hmm.
right up there
mm-hmm.
in every goddamn episode.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Every episode.
Absolutely.
You cannot dispute he is the star of the third show.
He is a star of the third show.
Now, why did you have to do that?
Because you're pushing me on it.
No, I'm not
pushing me on it.
Mike, it
I
is
won't
total,
say anything more.
It is totally subjective.
I understand.
Someone could say that.
I understand. You know what you two are? You're conjurers.
Someone could say. Buzz, turn the mics off.
All right. Now, you turn the mics off. I'll okay. talk. I am as mystified as ever. I've even heard some of the clues that have been dumped out, and I apologize to those of you who have already figured it out. I'm just stumped. I'm just plain stumped, and I have more clues to work with than you do. I heard Don and Mike again.
I don't dispute that for 1 second. I don't dispute that, and you know what? Yeah, you could say that, so I stand corrected on that.
Star of the show.
Yeah, the star of the show.
Huh. You know.
Okay, settled.
It's much like, I'll give you another clue now. The Jerry Seinfeld show.
Uh-huh.
Who's the star of that show? You ask some people, they might say Jerry.
Seinfeld, right.
Yeah, some people, they might go, oh, well, George. George
yeah.
is the funniest one.
Right.
Some people go, oh, Kramer.
Right.
Kramer's really the star of the Seinfeld show.
Right. Perception.
No, Julie Louis Dreyfus, she was the
right.
star because she was, you know,
right.
funny as Elaine.
Right.
Okay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
And it's not even like the show has anybody's name on it.
Right.
It's not...
Right.
Seinfeld, where there's
yeah.
one guy where you'd say
no.
he's the man.
Right.
No.
God damn, if we don't get a winner now.
Oh, I'm sure you will.
No, and I'm not giving anything away here or even coming close to it. If you said starring, that person would be, that person's name would be mentioned.
You bet.
Fair I feel enough. Very confident we'll get a winner as long as Buzz isn't the 100th call.
That is correct. That is correct.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, Buzz, I thought I was really
Hello?
Late on this
yeah.
one. You
no,
heard
I'm,
all those calls.
I did.
Right?
I'm stumped.
Hello?
Hello? Yes, I was wondering, is it Phil Donahue?
Hello. Get ready, asswipe.
Oh, no.
I am no longer stumped.
You can't do that, people.
Get ready.
You can't yeah. do that.
Give it to him, Don.
410.
Get the number, Robbie.
239.
The 5.
Hold yeah. on. What do you think? You're going to call and give out the answer? And we're not going to star 69 yet?
Yeah.
Right, we hit the delay.
And there has to be some kind of penance for this guy.
Yes, an does.
Apology. More than an apology.
What do you wish him to do?
I don't know. You got it?
It hung up on you.
Oh, Rob. No, it's not. It's right there.
Oh, then maybe they got it in the back, but it disconnected. You pulled it down. It normally repeats.
Lisa, did you get it? 410?
239.
Ooh. Has he escaped?
The number of your last incoming call was 1410239.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
Dummy.
Good. Good.
How can you possibly be my henchman?
Well, we can't broadcast his number.
We can call him up.
We can call him up.
Lisa's bringing the number in. Great. Thank you.
Look at all this trouble that we've gotten right at the end of the contest now.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Yes.
You heard that.
Yes, I did.
Okay.
Now I know.
Now, what do you think about the clues?
I think all the clues are right on. I'm not sure I ever would have guessed it because they're just not something that would have come to mind.
All right, Lisa, the number, please.
Even that third clue.
All right.
Please, the number. For God's sakes, I've heard the number. I almost know it by heart. It's 410.
Why do I think we're going to see the man from the Great Ape House at the
center? 239. I'm just going to call the guy up.
Yeah. Friendly hello.
Please bring the number in.
I am. Thank you.
You're whatever. Whatever.
This guy's a big, gigantic
party pooper. People can't contain themselves, apparently.
Yeah, when I got it, I could have screamed it out loud. You I didn't do that.
I couldn't have, though.
Oh, am I going to do this part off the air?
Yeah, I can hear him. Just the first part.
I apologize. Oh, you apologize. Do I have permission to put you on the air? Yeah. How you doing, douchebag?
I apologize. What kind of
an a-hole are you?
Well, you said the next person who calls and yells it out.
Well, was going to get some kind of extreme punishment. Well, and what, that was like you used on hold. Hey, that's something I want.
I want some of that.
I must have been on hold when you said that because that's when I started dialing.
God, you're a shumdit. You really are.
I agree, and I apologize.
He's, I think well, he's gone.
We need. I. You know what? I'm sorry. You know
he is showing a proper amount of remorse.
I need 100. I am sorrys. Go.
I'm sorry. How many is that?
17.
Just keep going. Buzz will tell you when you're done.
I'm sorry.
Take this from the top, please.
100 starting.
I like 100.
I'm sorry.
Buzz, give us a title when he's
keep going, sir.
I'm sorry.
Stop there. You're done?
Is that 100?
Yes.
All right, give me 5 more.
I'm very, very sorry. I'm sorry.
There you got it. Never okay, hang up.
Thank you.
All right, thank you.
Very good.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Ellen, hold on. Are you still there?
Yes.
Rob, give me 30 seconds of the clock, please.
You got it.
Last punishment I'd like, if you wouldn't mind, a 30-second essay on why what you did was so bad.
Very good.
That's good.
And go.
I jumped to conclusions. I picked up the phone and called before I heard the rest of your statement. I did not follow show protocol, and I've been listening since the day Bart called you crying because he couldn't eat a marshmallow out of someone's butt, and that's a very long time.
You still have more essay time, though.
But I apologize, and I won't. I'm an avid 4-hour listener, and I jumped out of my excitement to win the contest, and I realized, of course, that there is no prize, only shame.
Only shame.
That's wonderful remorse. I have to give him a round of applause.
Yes,
that is one of the most remorseful callers we've ever had, and he deserves credit for that.
Very nice. Thank you, my friend.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Oh, I love this show.
We can't even do a goddamn contest on this show.
Well, you know, contests are always trouble, ever since that French fry box was chasing me down the street.
Totally. We're judging. Mike and I were judging a Halloween costume contest.
The last one we ever did. We never judged a costume contest after this.
And I don't know who who we picked as the winner, but some guy was dressed as a McDonald's box of French fries.
And he chased us down the street going, F you, you MFers.
I was dressed like Barbara Bush.
Right, I'm trying to run in heels.
And I was wearing a Batman suit.
Right.
We were running through the streets of Georgetown,
yeah,
being chased by a guy in a gigantic in a big French fry suit.
Yeah, the guy was S-faced. He's in a French fry box, and he's going, F you! You know, with this cute little McDonald's French fry outfit.
He wanted to win the contest.
What a hump. It's quite a picture.
Don and Mike.
I would just like to formally disqualify myself from the competition, having heard on hold the answer.
Ah,
even
right.
Worse. You see, now. Yeah.
I'm going to disqualify myself. I cannot win.
Thank you, my friend.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Now, listen, in the lobby is the guy who wrote us the letter.
Yeah.
The guy, you know, I didn't believe the facts, and you didn't believe the facts. We first read it with this guy's story, this incredible story of this guy and the hardships he's been through in his life.
Every possible detail of this man's terrible life.
I mean, bad experience with penis cream.
Yes.
Tried to commit suicide.
Yes.
Was hospitalized in a mental hospital.
He'd been very patient out in the lobby.
He's gone through four fiancés.
Yeah.
His girlfriend now is 22, but has the mind of a 12-year-old.
He said, and we'll be the judge of that.
So anyway, we'll meet them because we made their dream come true.
Right.
By giving them backstage passes to Poison.
And they're here to say thank you.
And we will meet them right after this.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Did you ever find Bugs Bunny attractive when he'd put on a dress and play a girl bunny?
No. No.
Neither did I. I was just asking.
The Don and Mike Show. You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to go.
Right.
Wah.
Sabrina, don't just stare at it, eat it. It's the Don and Mike Show.
Wah.
Bring the poison people in. I'm going to take the phone calls and wait for them to get here. Hi, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, guys.
Hi, you're on the air.
I just wanted to let you know that the answer got out over the air. I'm in Annapolis. I heard it loud and clear.
How much you want to bet it didn't?
Oh, did I get the wrong one then?
I don't know. I don't know what you're going to say, but I know I hit the delay.
Should I give the initials?
Yeah.
PD.
Nope.
Ah, wrong, my friend.
You think it's Phil Donahue?
Yeah, that's what I heard. That's what I thought.
That was not deleted out.
No, that was just somebody's bad guess.
Oh, okay.
But
right.
Don't worry about it. You'll be fine, ass.
All right, I'm a DA.
Bye-bye.
No problem at all.
Joining us now are these two giant Poison fans.
And they fresh off the fabulous Poison show.
And here we go now. You got to remind me of your names again.
Oh, Nick and Erica.
Nick and Erica. Hi, Erica.
Hello.
Hi, welcome to the show.
Hey, Mike.
And just to recap the letter that we got from you.
Okay.
Big listeners of the show, big Poison fans.
Yes.
Wanted to go see Poison, wanted to meet them.
Right.
Tell us some of the stuff that's happened to you again over your life. Yeah. With the girls and with the cutting yourself and with the being institutionalized.
Well, the first girl I was engaged to used to be very much so in the occult.
Mm. Oh, that's right. Satan is involved in this.
Yes. Right. And she was also, sorry for saying this, Erica, she was 16 at the time. I was 20.
Oh, dear.
And this girl was, her old man was a pastor of an Assembly of God church.
Wow.
And this girl led,
a double life as a Satanist.
Uh-huh. But this girl was just, she was exotic looking. I mean, this girl was, blonde, blue-eyed, 5'7", 120 pounds.
How do you feel about that, Erica?
Kind of mad.
Kind of mad.
I got to say it, though. I mean, she could have been a model. And this was my first relationship that led up to an engagement. So when that ended, and it ended very badly.
And you've been engaged four times?
Four times.
Four times.
How old were you and how old was she when you were engaged?
She was 17, and I think I was still 20 at home.
And she's a preacher's daughter, and she's a Satanist.
Yes. Well, she was before she met me. Apparently, she was already out of Saint Worship when we got together. But then, from what I understand, she went and married an old boyfriend of hers that she met in the coven.
In the coven.
Now, why do you walk with a cane?
When I got the job for Walmart...
Oh, that's right. You were a Walmart greeter, right?
Right. I was unloading the trucks, and this kid, this was right after I had been promoted to receive a manager. This kid threw me a case of something, and it was much heavier than I expected. And when I caught it, I went forward, and my back twisted, and I completely ruptured two of my lower vertebrae.
Right.
What happened with the penis pills?
Well,
it's a good recap. You're remembering in great detail everything.
Yeah, you are. You got a great memory.
and don't worry about that. Me finishing your sentences is something I do, and I'd be happy to help.
Thank you. Yeah. I appreciate it.
No problem.
I'm kind of nervous.
That's okay.
Sure. Don't be nervous. Mm-hmm. Well, I've always been insecure in that area of myself, about my size.
Unlike Ted, who was referred to as the donkey before.
Right. Well, we had your show on out there in the lobby, and I told Eric, I said, man, I said, I think I've already fallen short, you know, compared to Ted. But
don't we all? And yeah, I also forgot to mention the stuttering.
Yeah, that's right. You have the stuttering. It's one of the stutters where the word just doesn't show up.
Mostly over it, but when he gets nervous.
So you took pills for your penis size?
Yeah, well, what happened was I found this website on the internet.
Yeah, well, that's always the...
doctor approved, breakthrough technology at 3 inches to your length.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, I got to try this. So I spent like $300-$400 on 6 months worth of pills. Was on it for 3 months, and then I... took a ruler to my erection one night, and it was significantly
smaller
than it was.
So it actually shrunk your penis.
Yes, it did.
All right, now what about when you tried to take your life and you had to be institutionalized?
Right. Well, actually, I didn't really try to commit suicide. When I was with this girl, she shared a lot of stories with me about, the rituals and the goings on in the world of Saint Worship. And one of them is self-mutilation.
Now, is this the same girl as the preacher's daughter, or is this a different Satanist?
No.
The same one.
Same girl. So you mutilated yourself.
Yeah, I got really depressed about everything. And this is right after I got a phone call from her after she left me, saying that she had an abortion, that it was my kid, which I found out 9 years later wasn't the case. But at the time, that was way too much for me to handle. So I went upstairs. This is when I was staying with my parents because everything had just fallen apart. I got kicked out of art school and she had left me and everything. And my mother came up to call me for supper, and I was standing in the bathroom with blood running down my arms because I had...
Hold on. I'm just... Give me a second. You can say, just hold Rob. I need some music here.
Really? We need some... Yeah, I was thinking as he was telling the latest part of his saga.
And here we go. All right, go ahead.
Okay.
So
you're standing in the bathroom. Your mother comes upstairs.
Yeah, and the cuts I made were just a little... more than surface cuts, but I guess they were bad enough to where the blood was rushing down my arm, so she freaked out. She says,
who could blame her?
Yeah.
Where'd you cut yourself? On your shoulders?
No, my arms, between my shoulder and my elbow.
Right.
Upper arms. And later I took cigarettes, and so I got cigarette burns on my arms too.
Okay. And so your mom comes in and she sees this.
Yeah, and she told me, she said, you have a choice. She said, I'm going to call the police or you're going to admit yourself into a hospital. So I ended up going to Arlington Hospital on their mental ward there on the bottom.
You don't strike me as a disturbed individual, but I guess you everything kind of crashed in on you.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I'm much healthier now, both mentally and emotionally.
Now, would the back ever come around on you, do you think? Or,
no.
I mean, you, no?
No, they told me it's permanent.
Oh, that's a drag.
Wow.
Yeah.
But you're a greeter.
I'm a greeter.
You're a greeter. Hi, welcome to Walmart.
And Walmart will take care of you forever now, right?
Yeah, but the thing with, my job is, I'm 29 years old. I'm making 11 an hour.
Right.
And with a company like Walmart, you only get a 25-cent raise like every year.
Right.
Hey, that's like infinity.
Better.
So you're looking for bigger and better things.
Yes,
right.
I am. Actually,
now hold on. Before you get to whatever it is you're going to get to, what am I leaving out here of your story? There were the four girls. There was the abortion. There was the cutting.
Yeah, there was the back injury.
There was the Satanism.
Anything else that we're leaving out?
Well, the four girls that I was engaged to, they were all each pretty much eccentric in nature. One, Carol, was a special police officer, and she's the one that conned me out of everything I owned.
Wow. Yeah, okay, forgot that part, yeah. And then there was Erica, who is your current girlfriend.
Yes.
And, is it all right to say what you wrote in the letter about Erica?
Sure.
But Erica, you're 22?
Yes.
But then you have the mind of a 12-year-old?
Not exactly, or is that,
Well, she punched me in the arm out there in the lobby, and she said, I would have said 15 or 16, not 12 or 13.
Right. Wow. So you have a little brain issue where you're just a little slow, is that it?
Yes.
Yes. And then you're very nervous to be here right now, but you're very in love with this gentleman here, is that correct?
Yeah.
And you two get along very well?
Sometimes.
How about are you
right
doing
now?
How are you doing right now? Are you getting along with him right now?
Yeah.
Or are you ready to kill him for bringing you in here?
A little of both.
And what do you like most about him?
I like to know that myself.
Lovable and friendly.
He's what?
Lovable and friendly.
All right, very good.
What do you like about Erica? I remember something else. You love having sex with her. She will S your D
right.
Anytime you ask her to. You wrote that as well.
Oh, and every time we're in the car.
Is that true, Erica?
Do you love to S his D?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Why?
It's good.
Wow. Does it taste good? I mean,
God.
What's good?
Oh, my.
What's good about it?
It's not the length, I'll tell you that.
Oh, my.
What's good about S and his D?
It's just good.
You always have a happy ending?
Yeah.
Very good.
Yeah.
Well, that's all we're going to get.
Not all we wanted.
No, she, I have to give her credit. Out of all the girls I've ever had relationships with, she's the most wild in the sack, which is saying a lot because she's the less eccentric and most normal girl I've ever had a relationship.
Now, are you guys engaged or?
No, but I want to be.
You want to be engaged?
Yeah,
right.
She talks about marriage all the time.
Well, now, you've been engaged 4 times before.
Yes.
Why don't you just make it 5?
Well, when
yeah,
I was.
Why don't you?
She asked me the same question the other night, actually. All the problems I have with the other fiancés that I've held have all been...
That you've had or held?
Answer.
Well, both.
Held, had. Right.
They've all been about, you know, how much money we had and...
Well, I think Erica knows you make $11 an hour at Walmart.
Right. Well, see, but the thing with her is because of her epilepsy, she's not allowed to do certain things. She can't drive. She can't swim. She can't...
Harris, you can ask your D.
Right. She can do that very well, but she hasn't had a job in quite some time. And the thing is if we...
I had a job since I was 15.
Since you were 15, or...
Do you have a job now, Erica?
No.
Oh, so you haven't had a job.
So what's your point there?
Well, if we were to get married,
right,
you know, we would be living together. She wouldn't be living with her parents, and
right.
I would be supporting her.
So it's a financial issue.
Kind of hard to
do. I got you. Okay, I understand that.
But how do you know it wouldn't work?
It's good these two are having this dialogue.
Yeah, I mean, they're having this. She wants to know, how do you know? So, Erica, you'd be willing to go out and get a job if you got married?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Well, maybe you get a job before you get married, and as soon as you get a job, then you can get hitched.
Well, I have a website up now. I'm trying to break into acting.
Oh, dear. So...
You're changing the subject.
I'm hoping... Well, I'm not changing the subject, actually, because I'm hoping that...
You know what? You did change the subject.
Yes, you did.
You might say that Erica's got the mind of a 15-year-old or a 12-year-old, but I'll tell you, she's sharp enough to know that you changed the subject right there.
And it seems to me that even if you weren't going to marry her... Jesus Christ, for you, Getting engaged is like me changing my underpants. I mean, it's four times engaged is an awful lot.
I think you could at least propose. You could have a long engagement, wait for Erica to get a job, and then when Erica got a job and got on her feet, could move out of the parents' house. Or, better yet, you could move into the parents' house with Erica. How would your parents feel about that, Erica?
Not too good.
Not too good. Okay.
Well, you know, you've already proposed to four women. Why don't you just make this a happy moment on our show and propose to Erica?
Why don't you just say, you know, pop the question. I mean, why not? I mean, it's, 6 million people listening in. Why not go ahead and do that?
Yeah, why not?
Where's Charlie? What's his opinion on this?
Charlie Stewing Stabilek? Or Charlie Broyhill?
Charlie Stossel.
Charlie Stossel?
Oh, Charlie Stossel.
Are you a Charlie Stossel fan?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, Charlie, yeah. Charlie is not on the show anymore.
Yeah, he hasn't been on the show for a while.
Charlie had some issues with our line of questioning every week when Charlie was on the show. And
we parted as friends.
Yes, we parted as friends.
Oh, okay. So what's it going to be? Eric is sitting there patiently waiting.
Very patient.
And what does this have to do with Charlie Stossel anyway?
He wanted to know what Charlie Stossel thinks.
He's changing the subject again.
Yeah,
right. Okay.
Well, see, I wasn't changing the subject about the acting, because my point that I was leading up to was I would be making a hell of a lot nicer living.
It doesn't cost a dick to get engaged.
Well, that's true.
You're already sleeping with me, so it's, you know.
Oh, see.
Here we go.
That 12 went up to 15. I think it just went up to about 17, too.
And when's the last time you asked his D?
Erica?
That I don't remember.
Was it yesterday?
We haven't been relating as kindly the past few nights as we were before.
For two weeks.
A little break.
But we had sex last night, so.
All right, good. So you answered the question.
All right, so now is there something you would like to ask Erica?
There can be a long engagement. You don't have to.
Okay.
Listen, you were married. Not married. You were engaged to Satan worshippers.
Well, one Satan worshipper, a con artist, a coke addict, and
yeah. I think you got the goods here.
What do you got to lose?
I'm not like all them.
And my ex-wife, I'm not sure what to call her. She's a number
insane?
Of things. Yeah, among other things.
I'm sorry. Excuse me, I was nodding off there for a second.
Would you marry me?
Yes, I would.
There it is.
Wow.
There it is. Get something.
Wow.
Give them something.
Wow.
Here you go. This is an unconsumed Diet Coolness tea that I give to both of you as my wedding present.
And hold on.
What do you have, Don? Do you have something to give to them?
Well, I give them a band on off a cigar.
Very good.
They can actually put on her finger. Serve as the
engagement.
Right. Serve as the engagement ring. Here you go. Wow, you're lucky. It's a Fuente Angio wrapper. Very expensive cigar. There you go. If you would slip that on Erica's finger now.
Here's $40. Here's $40. Go to Denny's.
Oh, that's nice.
Go to Denny's and get her a Grand Slam breakfast.
Now, put the cigar band on her finger. And ask her one more time.
Wrong finger.
All right.
Wrong finger.
Married before, I know.
Wrong finger.
She's gay. Erica, would you be my wife?
Yes, I would.
Yeah.
Oh, isn't that sweet?
And here you go. It's an early wedding gift from me also.
What are you giving?
I never opened a pack of Green Bay Packer playing cards.
Oh, look at that. It's
hours,
a windfall for you kids. Buzz, what are you contributing?
Well, let me see what I've got here. I can certainly add cash. Buzz. I can add cash.
How much, Buzz?
I can add another 20.
Wow, $60.
Oh, wow.
That is very exciting.
You see what else I have.
And, Erica, when would you... I know you said a long engagement is okay. When would you like to get married?
Sometime in August. Well, actually, August 6th.
Why August 6th?
That's the day we met.
All right, so maybe a year from August.
Would that be all right? A year from August or this August 6th?
Probably a year from August.
A year from August. There it is.
Our financial...
Now, what's that envelope you have there?
Oh, we got you guys a card.
Oh, thank you,
guys. Nice.
Thank you. It's for Don and Mike.
Yes.
See what it says.
Let's see, shall we?
Yeah, we really... appreciate
with sincere appreciation. Right. Dear Donna, Mike, and crew, thank you very much. Thank you for having us on your show. We will never forget it. If you ever get the opportunity, please visit our website.
Ah, you have a website.
You whore.
As we no, have a, trying to make a living.
We have a tribute to you on there. www.dreamwater.org/biz/Nick Knight. Your fan, Eric and Erica.
Thank you, Buzz.
Nick and Erica. I'm sorry.
Nick and Erica.
Nick and Erica.
Well, thank you, kids, and congratulations on your engagement.
I hope that you will stay in touch with us over the next year. And let us know everything that happens. I think for those listening, we got to get the celebrities you think you most resemble.
Actually, I was going to ask you guys, because you asked me last time what celebrity Erica resembled. I wanted your guys' opinion.
Well, how about you? Who do you think you look like?
Daryl Nichols.
Daryl Nichols and Sissy Spacek.
Right.
I think a lovely Sissy Spacek.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Erica, who do you think you look like?
I have no idea.
She's cute. It's a familiar.
I'd like to ask Nick, though.
I've wondered that myself for a long time. I can't really pinpoint who you look like in Hollywood.
Hunky Brewster.
There you go.
Yeah.
With glasses, yeah. Yeah.
And, Nick, weren't you going to get her to show us her boobs?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that.
Erica, you want to lift up your shirt?
The quick post-engagement flash?
How about it?
Oh, come on. They got me to propose to you, so you can do this for them.
Fine.
Oh, why not? You go stand
on the count of three. One, two, three.
Say your good luck.
Bingo! Yay!
Nice.
Well, what a fitting way to end this segment.
Please know, too, that I'm not giving you my website to try to, you know, be like a
whore.
Media whore.
Right.
Exactly. I only wanted you guys to know what it was because it is a tribute to you guys.
Oh, well, thank you. And I hope that...
That's terrific.
Over the next... You guys, especially you, Erica, stay in contact with us.
Let us know how the engagement's going.
Yes.
And maybe at some point when you can, scrounge a few bucks together, maybe get her a little costume jewelry ring or something, token of your affection. Or you could keep the cigar bag.
And, think about getting married on the show.
Oh, that would be cool.
Think about August 6th getting married on the show.
Now he's excited.
Can we really work something like that?
You bet. And we'd pop for all the, like, the band and the whole thing. And that'd be great.
No, it might, if it's next August 6th, it might be at another radio station.
Yes, that's true.
But you still would have the invitation to be married on our show.
Are you guys actually going to leave, or was that just...
No, it's just nasty rumor.
Yes, no.
You're not leaving.
We're not going to leave
the
radio business.
Oh, good, okay. Because I've been hearing you guys talk about it for a while, and I wanted to ask you about that.
Yeah, well, no, we're not leaving the radio business.
No. Not at all. That won't happen.
We might be leaving the station.
You never know.
Oh, okay.
But, yeah, you never know.
Right.
You never know.
You never know.
Let me ask you guys a... question.
Yeah.
I
we slow the energy down a little bit more.
I know. Jesus Christ.
Nick, you work at a certain speed that we are just...
Oh, that,
yeah,
let me hear it. Give me the doorbell. You know what? Hey, let's say I'm coming up to Walmart. I gotta hear...
I mean, are you like, by the time you get your hello, are you in the sporting goods section or what?
Hold on a second. Let me hear what
you...
Well,
you, Mike, you would not believe how, you know... There's people that come in that store all the time that have suits and ties and make a heck of a lot more money than I do.
Yeah.
But these people, I don't know if it's the county, the Walmart's in,
right,
or, something in the water, but they are as dumb as dirt.
Wow. All right, now listen, here you go. Greet me. Here I am. I'm
dumb person.
I'm at Walmart.
Hello. Welcome to Walmart. Would you like a cart?
Is that it all day?
Very, very nice.
That is. Well, that gives you plenty of time to think about other endeavors, I suppose.
Very nice.
There you go.
So stay in touch with us. August 6th, we will look forward next year to you two being married on the show.
Quick question.
Yes. Well, it's never quick with you.
What, Jack?
Yes, I'll try to speed it up.
Quick question. Very good.
Okay. Bye. Before Eric and I met, she had never been anywhere out of the state. And I've saved up. I finally have the funds to take a trip to L.A. for 3 days. I'm taking her to Los Angeles in November. No, actually, October. Sorry. But I've only been in L.A. once in my life, and I was there for a week, and everyone was saying, you know, so great. You see movie stars everywhere you look. I didn't see one movie star.
What's so the point? Get to the point. Okay. Please, God, get to the point.
Okay, the point is, one of the things Eric and I have in common is we are huge Kiefer
Sutherland
fans.
Get out. Get out.
Thank you.
Get out.
Thank you, guys. See you later.
Just
thank you. We got me. You take your money. Go.
We have the guy on the show one freaking time. Get out of here.
We won't be able to hook you up with Kiefer Sutherland.
No.
Won't happen. See you later. Nick, Erica, thank you. Thank you very much. Let's give a nice
the newly engaged couple.
I thought it could be like a pre-honeymoon gift.
No. Get out of here.
Oh, dear. Go.
Goodbye. Welcome to Walmart.
So, thank you both very much.
What we thought with your friendship with Miss...
Get out.
Nick. There we go.
There you go. Take your money and your cards. And Erica, congratulations.
Guys.
How does it feel to be engaged?
Exciting.
That's great.
Very exciting.
Thank you, guys. All right.
There we go.
Everybody up. There we go. Thank you.
I'm now leaving the studio.
Thank you all very much. Take care of yourselves.
Lovely.
Jesus Christ.
That was it. Last request, you know.
You never know how those things are going to go.
One quick question.
But riveting.
We go to LA.
I'm like, get to the point. Bye.
Bye, kids. Good luck.
See you later.
Well, I think it was a good day for them, hopefully. It's just the end there was just there enough.
Hope he gets his D asked by her on the way.
Well, you heard it. It's been 2 weeks, except for last night.
When I had sex.
Absolutely.
Hello, Todd and Mike show.
Good. You guys are going to hell.
Why?
How could you do that to them?
What?
Oh, that was terrible.
Well, do I?
Do what to them?
See, you're the bad
you
one.
You cannot say the T word.
You can't say that on the radio.
You can say boobs, but you can't say that other word.
Yeah, well, when we actually had the letter, that was one of the things he said we'd have Erica come down
she
and
would
do.
Show us her boobs.
He offered that. So it was his offer, and that had happened, and he had discussed that with her before.
Hello? But you're gone.
I was going to hell now, Zach.
People hit the dump button at once. All over the building, people were flying to hit the dump button with that guy. Yeah, Mike.
Quick question.
Impossible.
By the time
I thought he was the one with the mind of a 12-year-old.
I was being rocked to Slumberland a couple of times when he'd start on one of his little stories there. You know, now I know why the letter was so long.
Yeah.
Well, he had a lot to say.
But, hey, we are going
to
track their progress. They leave as friends, even though we couldn't hook them with Kiefer Sutherland. Imagine that. Hey, Kiefer. Hi.
It's Don and Mike.
We'd like to send a couple of friends of ours out to meet you. Maybe you could spend the afternoon with them.
Hey, are you still there, dummy?
Yeah.
Yeah, you can't say that the T word on the radio.
Well, I'm sorry.
You know, and...
But I'm not going to say it 100 times.
But Nick had actually said before that one of the things that would happen when his girlfriend came down here was that she would show us her tees.
And listen, you know, that was happy. They ended up getting engaged on the show.
And it was a joyous exposure of her breasts.
They got gifts. They left his friends.
And believe me, there are a lot more things that we're going to go to hell for, not that.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, I'm surprised you guys didn't ask for a little ass play, too.
Well, that'll come next time.
Goodbye.
And they're on. All right, bye-bye.
Goodbye. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, this is Joe. I'm a friend of Nick's. I work at the Warrington Walmart with him.
Hi.
Hey,
how are you?
Hi.
Hey.
Hi.
I just thought it was funny. I didn't think you'd be on the show.
Well, thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
It is the water.
Bye-bye. Hello, Don and Mike show.
How you doing, Don?
Okay.
I actually called to offer those two internet services. If they're going to get it on that much, they ought to sell it. Make more money than greeting.
Life is a big pond, Don.
I know.
Here's the exploiter.
It's filled with those snakehead fish.
You go right there.
Snakehead fish.
I wanted to call up and ask them if they would like to have sex on the internet
that I could make money on.
Right.
No, they can make money off of it.
Right.
Nothing
for you. Why don't you go run for Congress?
Thank you, my friend, as we continue to mine this rich comedy vein that we've been handed today.
Truly amazing stuff, eh? Great stuff.
Hello, Don Mike show.
Hard.
Pardon me?
Hard.
What does that mean?
Hard.
I'm afraid to ask what's hard.
Hard.
would.
I think we know.
Okay, yeah, bye.
I think it's pretty easy to figure it out.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Now we have the hard guy.
Oops, hello.
Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike.
I'd rather hear that half tongued son of a bitch, Dennis Murphy.
Then? Then Nick, I guess he was talking about.
As well.
Wah, 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 wah.
They've stirred up a lot of controversy. They've an enormous amount of controversy.
Yeah, sure have. All we did was just read the facts and invite them down. Ass. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. Don and Mike are excited. They're doing their radio program. It's called the Don and Mike Show.
Sometimes you play some elements together.
It's a good mix.
It's a lovely mix, wasn't it?
It sure is.
The whole harmony section of the show.
It sure is. We do have the Wednesday favorite still to come today, although there's...
Is he disappointing us again?
He is, but we're going to go with it anyway. And we do have a chance for you guys to win some stuff on the show. We'll play a game today as well. I know we spent a lot of time the last couple of days talking about our ratings and how happy we are. And yes, indeed, Las Vegas-style show. A combination of Philadelphia and New York.
Yeah, road trips for both cities.
Washington.
What did I say?
New York. Yeah, New York.
God damn it.
Philadelphia and Washington.
Philadelphia and Washington. Yes, that's right. New York is where we are not heard anymore.
Right.
Even though we got better ratings than we did the last time.
Yes, yes. Right. We are no longer there, but we have apartments up there.
And Lisa has instant messaged me, or as Mike would say, instant mailed me.
I mailed you.
That we want to also thank the good people of Baltimore.
Baltimore, hon.
For the... It just says great ratings. I'm not sure what the number was in Baltimore.
We don't have the details yet.
It was great.
I guess the ratings are great. So now Baltimore is being included in this. Thank you.
Yeah, Baltimore can come
Las Vegas style show
be.
As well.
You could come from anywhere, really, couldn't you? I mean, isn't that possible?
No.
Rob violently shaking his head. No, I'm sorry. I thought, if somebody, are we going to check residential IDs?
Yes. This show is for the people of Philadelphia.
Okay.
The Washington metro area.
Right.
And the Baltimore metro area.
Okay.
That's it. Mm-hmm. We're saying thank you to those cities for the great ratings.
All right.
With the Las Vegas style show.
Very good.
On Friday, August 16th, good, in Atlantic City, New Jersey.
Very exciting.
We'll have more information about that soon. And Philly, we will do three separate Thank You Philadelphia shows live from WYSP next week.
Yes, we'll be up there Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday.
See you then.
Joining us now on the phone, we had something ready to go here, but I'm not sure how this is going to go.
All right, very good.
I mean, not the thing we have planned. I'm not sure how much time we'll devote to the next person that's come our way.
Who do we have in the line?
Seems to be a theme.
Ah.
Tom Gavin went to his first counseling session today.
Oh, his anger management?
Anger management.
Good, very good.
And he's calling in with a report.
Hi, guys.
Hi, Tom.
Hello, Tom.
Hey, guys. How you doing? It went well.
It good. Went well?
Yeah, it went very good.
Tell us all about it, Tom.
I went in.
Yeah.
We talked about a lot of stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like what?
Angry management.
Angry management.
With a Y.
And it went very good.
What did he tell you, Tom?
He says, don't get really angry, just bite your tongue.
Did he touch you?
No.
You know when he said bite your tongue, you don't really bite your tongue, right?
Well, right.
No, you really do.
You don't stop bite it. Your tongue, you don't say no cuss words anymore. He says, you get real mad. You know what he said?
What?
I got to put a rubber band around my hand, and if it comes out, I have to snap the rubber band on my hand, and it reminds me.
Modern therapy.
That's wonderful.
Gotcha. And you know what I would say? Wrap that around your penis.
No.
Yes, and that way, trust me, if you snap a rubber band on your penis as opposed to your finger, you'll really remember.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So you went to your 1947 treatment session.
Yes.
And he gave you the. Did he provide you with the rubber bands?
No, I have to do it by myself.
Did he give you any string to tie around your fingers?
Nope.
Was your counselor's name Uncle Billy?
What?
Was your counselor name Uncle Billy?
No.
Okay.
All right, so you walked in to the counselor's office today, Tom Gavin,
mm-hmm.
a very gentle soul. For some reason, involved in anger management.
Counselor?
Is that Bob Baffin?
Yes.
Counselor?
Is that you?
Hello?
Counselor? come out wherever you are.
Where's that money, you silly, stupid old man?
Hey, God.
So you go into the counselor today.
Yeah.
And what did he know about you? Mike and Rob are both stuck in It's a Wonderful Life.
Yeah.
What exactly did the counselor know about you, Tom? Tom?
We just talked. He just wanted to know.
Did he know that you're an angry person?
Yeah.
Yeah. And
did he have an old office?
No.
And so when you told him you get angry, did he ask you why you get angry?
Because I get angry because it's...
Yes?
It's because I get angry because Mom passed away.
Oh, okay. Sure. All right. Well, that's true. But you've been angry before
that. Yeah, you were angry long before Lorraine passed away, though.
Yeah.
I mean, you've been angry for a long time.
Yeah.
Yeah. So don't...
What do you do when you get really mad, Tom? What did you... Before you went to your therapist, what did you do when you got really mad?
Go off and hit people.
You hit people? Would you hit them with your cane?
I did before, and one of the people were not here, was somewhere else.
What do you mean?
At a party somehow.
You're at a party?
And how did that happen?
He tried to hit me, and I defend myself.
Who tried to hit you?
A friend of mine.
Wait a minute, a friend of your mine?
A good friend?
Yeah.
Does he have any problems, or is he okay? Is he a normal guy?
He was a normal guy.
And he tried to hit you?
Normal guy.
Yeah, and I defend myself with my cane.
If anybody ever tries to hit you, bring him down here. We'll hit him for you.
Now, why did he hit you?
No, he was trying to hit me and trying to put a bump on my head. And I said, don't you ever touch me again. If you do, I'm hitting you with my cane.
Well, Tom, wait a minute. That's not getting mad. That's actually defending yourself.
Now, Tom, why did the guy want to put a bump on your head?
Because he wanted to fight me.
Why?
I don't know.
What did he say to you, Tom?
He said the F word and the S word and the N word.
The N word? Why would he say the N word?
I don't know.
And what did he want to... Why did he want to fight you?
I don't know.
Well, you must know. Did you say something to him?
He said something to me. He said he was talking about my mom, and I said, you better not talk about my mom. I'll have to damage your head.
Well, this sounds like a guy that should damage your head.
Sure.
This sounds like a guy that shouldn't be your friend, Tom.
Not anymore.
Good.
All right, now, so let's say that same situation happened again, and that you're at a party and a guy said something. What would you do now rather than... Then try to hit him in the head with your cane. What would you do now?
Call the police.
Good. Did all this happen at Martini's bar?
Yeah, what about the rubber band thing?
No, he just told me about it today.
That's what I mean. Based on what you know today, if you were at a party and someone said something to you, what would you do now?
Hit him.
No, Tom. What did you... What did you learn today? I thought you were supposed to... poke yourself with the rubber band.
Snap it, Don. Snap it.
Right,
around his wrist.
Rubber band.
Right. Snap the rubber band to remind yourself.
Don't be cussing.
Not to be cussing.
Yeah.
Well, not cussing in anger, right, Tom? But I mean, you can cuss in normal situations, right?
Yeah.
For fun. Can't you cuss when you're happy?
Yes.
I cuss a lot when I'm happy.
I do too.
I go like F and A.
F and A.
There you go.
You know, or I'll go, wow.
Wow, F and A.
Yeah, or I'll say the T word. God, that is just teats.
Which friend was this that did this to you, Tom? Was it Bert the cop?
All right, listen.
Or Ernie the cab driver?
Both of you guys, please.
Stop it
with the It's a Wonderful Life stuff.
No. It wasn't the cab driver, the one that knows you.
Yeah.
He said he wanted to know about... He picked me up...
You're listening to Retard Wednesday on the Don and Mike Show.
And... Hello?
We're right here, Tom.
And he said, I took you at the station last Monday,
And he told him you wanted to talk to him?
Yeah.
And he's the one that picked me up. It was cab.
Is that the guy that got in the fight with you?
No. This is a guy in Falls Church, somewhere in Falls Church.
Uh-huh. All right, so everything's going well?
Yeah, everything's going well.
What'd you have for breakfast this morning?
Nothing. I went to McDonald's and had English muffin, egg, and sausage.
An egg McMuffin?
Yes, an egg McMuffin and sausage.
Can you spell egg McMuffin?
Egg, A-G-E, McMuffin. A, no, M-U-F-F-E-N-D.
Okay, an age muffin.
Mm-hmm.
How do you spell McDonald's?
Mick, M-C,
yep.
D-A-N-N-I-S.
Correct.
McDonald's.
Where's Charlie?
Charlie's right here, Tom.
Hey, Charlie, why were you at... Hey, what were you doing at the State Theater Monday?
Hey, Tom?
What?
How do you spell Big Mac?
Big Mac?
Yes.
B-I-G?
Yeah.
M-A-C.
Hey, you got it.
Very good. Way to go.
Way to go, Tom.
Hey, what?
Way to go, Tom.
Way to go, Charlie.
La, la, la. La, la.
La, la, la.
La, la, la. La, la, la.
Counselor?
That's it. What's it?
Counselor.
Yeah.
Is that you? Counselor.
Yes.
Come out wherever you are.
Counselor, come out wherever you are.
So when's the next time you have to see your angry management counselor?
Yeah, come out and see my angry management counselor.
Tom, when is the next time you have to go see him?
August 21st.
Oh, so not for a while.
Yeah.
Once a month.
So you don't feel angry now?
Nope, I feel happy.
You do? That's good news.
Did he give you any medicine?
No.
No, not yet.
Not yet.
Mm-hmm. All right. Just a rubber band.
And a little band. I got my little band right here on my hand now.
Good.
That's good. Can we hear you snap it?
Poink.
No. Can we really hear you snap it?
I don't have it with me. It's just up. It's put away.
You lied to us. You don't.
It's put away because I have to get it off the big stack of business cards I have.
Right.
Your own business cards?
No, I mean.
Those you collect of the other members of society?
Yeah.
That you have meetings with? Hey, yeah. Tom, you want to talk dirty?
To who?
Just in general.
Do you want to have Tom take a call from a girl to talk dirty?
Yeah.
Remember we did that the last time you were on the phone?
Yes.
Would you like to talk dirty to a girl?
Yes.
All right, well, let's have a girl call in and Tom will talk dirty to you.
And if there's a lady out in the audience who would like to hear Tom Gavin talk dirty, are you ready for it, Tom?
Yep.
Tom, what would you like to say to a girl if you could talk dirty to her?
F.
Yeah, and what else?
Have sex.
Mm-hmm. All right.
And?
Hold on, let me see if I got a girl here already.
Take her out like...
Hello?
You did? Dynamite.
Oh, no, it's a guy. He said Robin. I thought it was a girl.
Ah.
Oh, thanks. Appreciate that.
It's all right, Robin. What can we do for you?
Nah, man. I'll tell you. I had to take those anger management classes, man. They suck.
Yeah. Well, Tom sounds like he's doing well in his.
Yeah, he does.
Right now, we're looking for a girl for him to talk dirty to.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye. Oh, you know what? Hold on. I know what I can do. Hey, Tom?
What?
Hold on a second.
All right, wait there, Tom. Don't go anywhere.
We see if the most beautiful woman, no lie, at this radio station, still answering calls at the front desk.
Excellent idea.
Hey, Jessica.
Colette.
Jessica, we got somebody on the line.
It's Colette.
Colette.
That's Colette.
Hi, Colette.
Hi.
Hi. Well, we got the second most beautiful.
Yeah.
Colette?
Yes?
You want to say hi to Tom?
Tom whom?
Tom Gavin?
No.
Oh.
Please?
No.
Please?
No.
All right, bye, Colette.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
She was firm on that.
She was firm but fair.
Let me,
Hey, look who just walked into the studio.
That's because he calls her on the business line all day during the show. He calls her constantly.
You want to talk to Tom, Lisa?
No, I'm busy. I'm walking.
Busy. We're trying to find somebody. It's very difficult.
We tried Jessica. I thought it was Jessica.
Right.
Up at the front desk.
She was up at the front desk, I think, while Colette was at lunch.
Oh, no one's going to answer the phone now. All right, let me try Terry. Right. Talk dirty to Tom.
This might not be in the handbook.
Oh, that's right.
Hey, it's not us, it's Tom.
Nope. No one's
right
at
now,
home today.
Right now, there are a bunch of women here at the radio station that are under their desks.
Hold on. Hey, Robbie,
do me a favor. There?
Do me a favor.
That's in the handbook,
here.
Too.
She's at that number.
Oh, Jessica is?
Yeah.
Okay, very good.
Quickly, Hedges.
Oh. Hey, Jeff, we're looking for Jessica.
We're looking for Jessica. Is she around anywhere?
Who's this?
It's Donna.
It's Donna Mike.
Oh, jeez.
We're on the air right now.
We are we?
Hey, but you know what? That's.
Wait a minute. I got to get my agent here. I have a rate card for this.
Let me just tell you something. That, and we talk bad about management all the time at the station.
Yes.
No.
This is one guy who, no lie,
uh-huh.
we'll go to work with this guy anywhere.
Give him a round of applause.
Really?
Greatest.
And you know what? Listen to that. The authority. This is fun. Hedges.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. This right. is the, and you will not hear us say nice things about people
no,
very often.
Right here?
True.
This is the guy.
He's been a good guy.
What did I tell him yesterday? I told him yesterday. Wherever we go, you should come with us.
There you go.
Wherever we end up, you should come with us, Jeff.
That's right.
Well, see, I answer with just one name because I have senior moments, and it's tough for me to remember a lot of things. Are you looking for my assistant?
Yes, we are. Is she there?
She went running up the hall. I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
Getting closer to you or out of fear of talking to
her. Right. All right. Thank you.
All right, buddy.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, Jeff.
Bye-bye. There he is.
Wow.
Hedges. Hold on.
Right now, there seems to be a stream of women leaving the building.
Yes.
We're not sure what it is.
Like Noah's Ark.
Hi, you have reached Stonewall in the business office of WJFK Radio.
No, you know what? Okay, Rob.
How about Sammy?
Is what you're going to have to do.
Oh, here we go.
Julie?
Oh, here we go.
Oh, someone's calling us.
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Hello?
Hey, it's Joe.
Hi, Joe.
Stand by for Jessica.
Oh.
Good job.
Hello?
Hey, Jess.
Hey.
Hey, we got somebody who wants to talk to you.
Okay.
Fine, yeah. Please.
Thank you.
Oh, she's
thank you, Jess. Thank you.
I get the call enough.
Oh, hello.
I'm used to it. Hello?
Hello, baby.
Hey, does,
hi, baby.
Does he call you a lot, Jessica?
Yeah. Hi, baby. How you doing?
All right, Tom, go ahead.
He asked me if I want to engage in certain activities with him.
Let's give him 30 seconds on the clock right now.
Tom, we want you to be your sexy best now, okay?
All right, Tom, and no lie, this is the most handsome woman
mm-hmm.
that works at this radio station, really, and most of them here are should be in
careful. Watch it.
Careful.
Be careful. Now you're going to get in trouble. You're going to get in very bad trouble.
They should be in cages somewhere.
No, stop it.
I'm in a cage.
With children throwing peanuts at them.
Stop.
But I'm telling you that Jessica is absolutely...
She's a knockout.
Drop dead knockout.
Thank you.
Right. Drop dead knockout.
Mm-hmm.
So, Tom, we're going to give you 30 seconds now with the most beautiful woman at our radio station. Go ahead. Your clock starts now.
Baby. Come on, baby. Come on, baby. Come on.
Come on what?
Let's go for it.
Go for what?
Sex.
Oh, my gosh. Anything else, Tom?
Can we go in on a date?
Do I even need to respond to this with an answer?
No, I think this is all on Tom. Tom, come on, talk your sexiest.
Tom?
Tom, drop it off, baby.
Tom does much better when you guys aren't listening.
I bet
believe
he does.
Me,
I've
he's
heard
had
he
plenty
does.
To say before.
There was a cottage industry around this radio station a couple of years back where people would record Tom off the air.
Hey, yeah. Just when he calls you off the air, when he call, and Tom spends most of his day just calling the people who work here at the station.
Right.
What does he say to you, Jessica, when he calls you off, you know, in your office there?
He tells me that that I'm his girlfriend and
right.
that we're going to do it.
Wow.
But I tell him that he can never compete with Dennis Murphy because Dennis Murphy bought me a dozen roses on Valentine's
Day.
Oh,
wow. There you go.
So then I get the watch it.
All right, listen, Tom.
Yes?
Jessica, you'll be kind enough to give us 30 more seconds of your time, and that's it. I think we all are in agreement. Tom needs
so
one more.
So he has to do the talking the whole time?
Yes, Tom.
Yeah.
We'll give you 30 more seconds with Jess. Are you ready?
It's your last chance, Tom.
Go.
Jessica, Tom? I'd like to have fun with you in bed and when do you want to go out?
Now, Tom, you just have to do all the talking. Come on.
Go on, Tom.
Let her do some talking, too.
No.
Tell Jessica what you like about her.
I like to have fun with you and have sex.
Well, now, what do you like about Jessica? What do you like?
Why do you like me, Tom?
Because...
No, that's it. I think the pressure of doing it on the radio.
Yeah. All right, thanks, Jess.
Thank
Hi, Jessica.
You.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Here she goes.
Good job.
Good buddy. And, well...
Tom?
He's...
The pressure.
He went to find the rubber band.
Yeah, he'll follow you till the ends of the earth.
But, just went to finish the job.
Or he already did.
Yeah. I'm sure he did.
Because you're beautiful.
He got came up to me the other night.
Cards.
You can find Tom.
You're beautiful.
You don't need to see him to find him.
Hit him on the head. What did he say? What did he say he was going to do to that guy?
Damage his head.
Damage his head.
Yeah, damage his head. Watch out for that head damage.
Jesus Christ. Tom?
Yeah?
Tom?
Hello?
Hi, Tom.
What's going on?
Oh, no, it's not Tom. No. It's someone else.
No, no, this isn't Tom. I want to talk to that girl.
Jessica, get out of here. Yeah, perv, get out of here. Okay, we have to break. We will be right back. Rob, I am not reading
say it,
that.
Say it.
I am not.
Say it.
This, okay, this is a joke for two guys.
Yeah, but we love it.
For Mike and for Rob. Live from Gower's Drugstore. That was Tom Gavin.
Thank you.
Even I don't get that. What is that?
When we were talking about Tom Gavin and his, when the guy said, put a rubber band on your wrist, it indicated that this was therapy that you would get like in the 1930s,
right.
Not modern psychology.
Right.
So when I said, and I hate explaining jokes, then I said, because it was the 1930s, I said, well, your therapist must be Uncle Billy.
It's a Wonderful
Because
Life.
That's an old, ancient movie, and then Rob and I kind of went to town on
it. Oh, okay.
Oh, I get it.
There you go.
I get jokes.
Okay.
I'll explain the rest of you then in Mr. Potter's office.
I get jokes.
Okay.
Tom Gavin.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Paul, I have to talk to you.
I'm very busy.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
I am sorry. Just listen to me. This is important. I asked Phil to write some patter for the debut of Hank's Hot Potato, but I hardly think he has captured the spirit of fun with this kind of dialogue. I'm sure everyone here loves the old game Hot Potato, but I'll bet you're going to like it even more when I tell you that I just pulled this potato right out of my big fat ass. Here, catch. Then the audience in unison shouts, "Hey now, Hank, go f*** yourself." I mean, the audience isn't even supposed to have lines.
The Don and Mike Show. You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Right, right.
These two DAs agree on only one thing. Ass play.
Right.
Gone. What happens? Dunno. They're good. Don and Mike.
All right. Enough.
Sure.
Listen, here's what we got in the mail. It made me laugh out loud. The concept is so ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
You know the guy who answers our phones and the guy who today put my sock on and tied my shoe is Joe Ardinger.
Mr. Joseph Ardinger.
Joe. And, you know, Slow Joe is, he's like that guy in your family. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Everybody's got the one guy in the family that really, you know, all things being equal, if you could, just get rid of him. But you keep him around because...
Sure.
There's something about him.
That's right.
You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
There's something about him that, you know, he's doughy-headed. He's as dumb as a rock.
Sweet boy.
And
lovable.
And has very hard time doing the most basic, rudimentary tasks that we give him. The elementary stuff we give him, like, clean the studio, make sure you have the beverages in here at 11 o'clock, make sure the computer is turned on.
He's the polar opposite of me. Sweet, doughy-headed Joe without an unkind bone in his body.
And that's the thing about him, really, is that... Like, I consider, and say on the radio, he's dumb as a box of rocks, he cannot fill up can't put it from the bottle into a cup properly, can't do anything. Yet I will go out there during the next break, and he'll go, "Great show, boss." Okay, so, let me just set this up by saying that Joe is our phone screener.
Yes.
And we love Joe as our phone screener.
Right.
Even though he's a moron. He's 37, and for God's sake, he should have a real job.
Right.
But
he's ours.
He's ours.
And we'll keep him.
And Joe is part of the show.
Right.
I received this letter. Let me just encapsulate this.
Mm-hmm.
We got a guy who's going to Harvard who wants to be our phone screener.
Right. Wow.
Can you imagine what it would be like to have a guy who's going to Harvard and the guy doesn't want to be an intern. Mm-hmm. He wants to be the phone screener.
He wants that to be his summer job.
He wants to do it for a week.
For a week.
Guy writes, I hope this letter finds you in high spirits. Having grown up in the D.C. area, I've listened to you since I went to Jefferson High. When I moved on to college at NYU, I listened to you on WNEW. You always keep me entertained and make my work days pass by quickly. Well, those days are over in New York.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, I'm off to Harvard for graduate school in September while I'll be out of listening rain.
My God, if it's Harvard Business School, whoa.
It's, graduate school, right. It's been a great 6 years, and I read this letter in hopes of having one last hurrah. I am returning to D.C. in August, and I was wondering if I could pay you,
right,
for working as a call screener. I will work for free, and additionally, I will give you both $100 per day.
Wow.
For the honor of screening calls for a week.
Okay?
Although I have... All right, sure. Settle down.
Sorry about that.
Although I have no experience in radio aside from listening to it, I'm a hard worker and a quick learner. I'm sure I could be of great assistance to you and Super Joe Ardinger. My resume is attached. Listen to this. Thomas Jefferson High School, GPA 4.0.
The password is overqualified.
Wow. SAT?
That's the School of Science and Technology. That's an invitation-only school. In
You're right. Thomas Jefferson High School for Science and Technology.
Yeah. Wow.
SAT? 1530.
My God.
Wow. New York University, a B.S. in chemistry with departmental honors. Thesis, a GPA at NYU, 3.93.
Wow.
GPA in major, 4.0. Credits, 88. Dean's list, Harvard University, candidate for PhD in chemistry.
Oh, man.
And I guess he's going there until 2002. And then you go on to the pages of awards that this guy has won.
My God.
The Science Foundation Graduate Research Fellowship, NYU College of Arts and Science Commencement Diploma recipient, Phi Beta Kappa, Albert Borgman Prize, NYU Honors Scholar, NYU Chemistry Department Scholar, Barry M. Goldwater Scholarship,
wow.
2001 Harold Seidenstein Memorial Award, USA Today, All USA Academic Team, first place Westinghouse Science Talent Search finalist.
Look at the page after page of this stuff.
United States National Chemistry Olympiad team.
Oh my God.
And chemistry. I mean, how many people just can't even do chemistry?
All of us.
1996, Youth Soccer Referee of the Year.
Well, that's some good stuff.
Uh-huh. Jesus Christ. So,
why does he want to join our merry band?
Let's call him.
We got to call him.
Let's find out.
Got to call him. And what's your offer to pay us?
$100 a day.
I like that. Each of you for a week.
For a week. So that's why I was laughing about Joe, thinking we've got basically Forrest Gump answering our phones right now. Yet here in my hands, I have a letter from a guy who's going to Harvard Business School.
Just wants the experience.
Who wants to pay us to do that job.
What does Joe pay you?
I can practically hear you. I can hear the academic counselor saying, you ought to try a variety of life's experiences.
Sure, this is
too narrow with all this chemistry.
This is his version of the Peace Corps.
Or, you know, there's always that chance that he simply wants to get laid.
Well,
I mean, I don't care how much of an egghead you are.
That's right.
In fact, you know, the little head occasionally needs its help.
Okay.
All right, hold on. We're going to do this part off the air. Hold on a second.
Mm-hmm.
Hello.
Intro
on his ring.
Hello, there. Yes, Ree.
Hello, Paul. Is Paul there? Thank you. All right, they're getting him for us now.
Answer me these questions, three.
A big click of the thank building.
He didn't eat.
Hey, Paul.
Yeah.
This is Don and Mike. We put you on the air.
Oh, wow. Hey,
Yeah, okay. All right, here he is.
Oh, my God.
Here he is, everybody. It's
boy,
Paul.
You genius, you.
Hey, what's up?
So, Paul, wow, goddamn, you're smart.
You got the stuff, I guess?
Yeah, we got your material, your resume and your credits.
Got your letter. Let me ask you, why would a guy with a 4.0 GPA, a guy who scored nearly perfect on his SATs, a guy who's going to goddamn Harvard...
The guy sounds like he's on the Nobel Prize track towards, science.
Right. Why would the youth soccer referee of the year want to answer our telephones?
Oh, because you guys got a great bunch of callers, and I figured it'd just be fun to do for a week.
I mean, you really sound tremendously overqualified. Is there any other reason besides just fun that you're wanting to join our merry band of troopers? And understand, we're not giving you a hard time here. We're just curious.
That's right. I won't get in your guys' way at all. But, you know, I just figured that maybe Joe can use a little help, take a week off the summer, and, leave me to do the work. There.
You know, Joe would probably be in there. It'd be good to have Joe around this kind of mind.
Maybe it'll rub off.
I doubt it.
But. Well, maybe Joe can teach me a thing or two.
Or you might just walk in and sit down.
Let me just... Are you good at smoking pot?
No, don't do that.
See, Joe could help you with that. are you good at taking prescription medication?
I'm on a couple, but nothing illicit.
Joe could help you there.
Right.
Are you good at drinking draft beer before you come to work?
Before? No.
Well, Joe could help you there.
Yeah.
What could you offer Joe? He's a little intellectually challenged.
I could help him with his times tables and spelling and such.
Very good.
So, Paul, you are serious.
I'm dead serious.
You're dead serious. Okay, well then, yeah. I don't see why we couldn't.
Why not?
You know, and I'm... Well, you're going to be pissed at me, Mike.
No, I feel the same.
I say the same. I don't want to take your money.
No, I don't think you don't need to pay us. You don't need to pay us.
However, I tell you what, if you would like to pay Joe...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'll definitely.
I got no problem with you, but don't pay him. You can pay Mike and I $200 a day.
Joe,
$10 a day.
Yeah.
Oh, that's fair. I'll take him out for...
Right now, Joe, if there's anything that got Joe pissed, that's it.
That was it.
that was it.
Because, you know, $1,000 is like half of Joe's annual salary.
Would you like to meet Joe over the phone?
Sure.
Hey, Joe, would you come here, please?
Come on in here, Joe.
Here he is, our Mr. Harvard. Here he is, our youth referee of the year.
Let's meet Joe. Let's say hi to your... Joe?
Our NYU College of Arts and Science Commencement Diploma recipient, Joe Ardinger.
You're going to have an assistant, Joe.
Is this my protege?
Yeah. this is your protege right here. Say hi to... What's his name?
Paul.
Paul.
Hey, Paul.
Hey, Joe. What's up? Looking forward to working under you.
Are you up up to the task?
I hope so. I hope that I don't disappoint.
Joe, can you imagine... For a week, how sweet this will be, that you will have a guy who, when Mike yells at you about the food not being here,
mm-hmm.
or I yell at you about the drink not being right, won't it be great that you, or I scream at you about the phones, that you will be able to turn...
A future PhD.
You will be able to turn and yell at a guy who's going to Harvard. How great will that be for you, Joe?
Hey, it doesn't matter to me. I don't know if he's going to do all the other things I have to do before the show.
And, right. Yeah, I want to screen phones because I think that's where the action is.
Well, more than that, just a little more.
Let's ask this. Paul?
Yeah.
What is the last book that you read?
The last book that I read?
Yes.
Oh, it was... I don't really read books. They're more like reference books.
Well, give us the reference book.
Textbook, whatever.
Let's just take a Vogel's Handbook of Practical Organic Chemistry.
And, Joe, what is the last book you read?
Two books, actually.
Okay.
One was on the Michael Skakel murder.
Oh.
And the other one is
Curious George.
Is a brief. No, it's a brief.
Cat in the Hat?
No, it's a brief synopsis of the French Revolution.
Wow.
Show off.
Touche.
They'll get along.
Ardinger.
I will ignore
the French Revolution book is giving me some trouble.
It has words.
All right, well, thank you, Joe. Uh-huh.
Thanks,
and,
Joe.
And Paul.
Come on down, Paul. You're more than welcome.
Thanks.
Paul.
Thanks for understanding the comedy of the show, Joe.
I know that, Joe. Oh, didn't you read that Motley Crue book?
I'm in the middle of that right now. I've just started it.
Okay.
Very good.
All right, thank you. Because I know Joe wanted a copy of the book when we had the guy from Motley Crue on.
Right.
Right. I bet that's what he's really reading.
Sure.
As opposed to this French Revolution
stuff. He understands the comedy of the show, though.
Listen, Paul.
Yep.
Hold on. Lisa will talk to you.
Great.
And we'll get you down here, I guess, in the month of August.
Yeah, definitely.
All right, great. Thank you. Right. Hold on.
See you guys soon.
What's going right. on,
Hold Thanks, on. Paul. How funny is that?
Well, see, you had two things going on there. You had the Paul guy, I think, tweaking it down a little bit, and you had our own Joe Artinger desperately trying to make himself sound intelligent.
How funny is that? How funny is that?
Right.
A guy from Harvard
sure.
wanted to pay us
right.
yeah. $1,000
mm-hmm.
to do the job that Forrest Gump is doing for us right now.
And it's going to happen. And we'll have Paul in here, and we'll get to know more about Paul when he visits for the week.
Well, that'll be great. Paul and Joe, the Paul and Joe show. And we can send them out together and see what kind of trouble they can get into.
It will be money.
Mm-hmm. We will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What happened with your wife last night?
I wasn't with my wife. I was with my girlfriend.
Are you having marriage problems?
No.
Then why do you have a girlfriend?
Well, you're stop marvelizing with me now.
No. I'm just curious. Why do you have a girlfriend?
I do things with her I can't do with my wife.
Why can't you do them with your wife?
Hey, that's the mouth she kisses my kids goodnight with. What, are you crazy?
The Don and Mike Show.
Uh-huh. Okay. A brief bumper. Just brief. The Don and Mike Show.
All right, it is, Wednesday.
Wednesday.
I want to tell you something before we get to the Wednesday feature here. Tomorrow on the show, we're going to have Tony Curtis on.
Wow.
So I want to give you advance warning that tomorrow will definitely do it, make us laugh.
Absolutely.
Because we've got a good prize to give away at Bose Wave Radio.
Yeah.
And I'm looking at my notes and I'm thinking, we might open the show tomorrow with Make Us Laugh.
That's a wonderful idea.
We normally open the show with whatever's going on in our lives, but...
Well, you know, maybe by doing this... Well, I don't believe what I'm going to say, but I'll say it anyway.
No.
Maybe by doing this, you give people the evening to reflect on what type of comedy enterprise they will call in with tomorrow.
I'm pretty sure you're right, Mike.
Yeah, I think I'm right, Rob.
It will not
right
work.
Is right.
Right.
Anyway, that's tomorrow, Tony Curtis on the show as well, and we'll find out all about Jamie Lee Curtis's enormous penis. And thank you to the people up on the third floor, incidentally, for dumping out of that song that we played a couple of minutes ago, Enormous Penis.
I'm in a good mood today, and I'm not going to get angry about
don't
that.
Don't get angry about
I mean,
it,
not only, you know, I don't think sometimes people realize the little tiny things that are done on this show and you know, the selection of certain pieces of music and jingles that go together that you do over there, and that was one... That was, you know, I think we all reacted the same way when you played that, when you went into the penis song, and you went into that jingle that mixed well with the Beach Boys,
right.
And it was so funny because of the mix that we were all laughing at it. And
you were listening to it on the radio; it was all jumbled up.
So nice that the listeners were deprived of that.
And the version of that song, Enormous Penis, that I was playing, that was the edited version.
The edited version.
That was the version that. I guess the last time we played it was okay with the censors, but this time it's not okay.
I don't think there's anything that to me doesn't fit, even with repetition, doesn't fit the guidelines that I understand them as, which means that, you know.
If you just put a rubber band around your wrist, snap it.
Yeah.
Snap it.
Yeah, I'm working myself up on it.
Snap it. Just snap it good. So anyway, we'll have a show for you tomorrow.
Yes,
what
we will.
I'm trying to say. And it is a Wednesday, and Craig Wilson's column is in the USA Today. And I don't think there are going to be any winners today. There's no paragraph.
I haven't even pre-read it.
I have briefly looked at it, and I tell you right away, I don't see the three words, my partner Jack.
Which is usually the home run.
Anywhere in it. But we want to let this guy know that he cannot get away with writing columns that don't include shoe shopping in Paris.
Right.
And you know, being the decorating chairman at his high school prom.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to read it anyway. From the USA Today, the final word by Craig Wilson.
Now is the time to take stock.
Well, maybe not.
How did it come to this?
So quickly.
Trying.
Just last year, we were all talking about retiring early, moving to the beach, sitting on our little nest eggs.
Now
now, if we're lucky, we'll end up in a trailer on the outskirts of Lubbock, waiting in line for the $2.99 Grand Slam special at Denny's.
Not that there's anything wrong with the trailer on the outskirts of Lubbock and the all-day two-egg, two-hotcake breakfast. It's just not what I had in mind a couple of years ago when I thought about retirement.
At dinner with friends over the weekend, the conversation turned to the tumbling stock market, as it always does these days, and the mood turned as dark as the Cabernet.
Okay,
all right. I don't even open my mail anymore, someone said. Why bother?
Everyone around the table knew he wasn't talking about wedding invitations. He was referring to his 401k update. The Janus and Oakmark statements. Those once golden missives that arrived periodically to tell us how much richer we were this week than the week before. Not anymore. The Grand Canyon could be filled with the unopened mail in America these days. We've become a nation of ostriches.
Again. I made the mistake of opening one of my statements the other day. Saw minus signs printed in red ink and quickly folded it up. Not before I also made the mistake of glancing at the opening and closing balance. The latter being far less than the former. If only my weight would follow such a curve.
It was then the vision of me, sitting on one of those webbed lawn chairs outside the trailer in Lubbock, became crystal clear. Actually, I'm not sure I can afford the trailer in Lubbock anymore. Certainly not on double wide.
A friend of mine likes to say it wasn't really our money. It's money we've seen evaporate for our investment accounts over the summer. It was just Monopoly money. He says play money, not really our money, until we cashed out. For some reason, this is supposed to make me feel better.
It does not.
But since things don't seem to be turning around anytime soon, we might as well make the best of it.
Why not, Lubbock? Martha's Vineyard, after all, is getting way too crowded. The Hamptons passe. Montecito overpriced. It might be a nice change.
But what if we all have to work for the next 30 years? If not, as if our golf game was going to get any better.
And I always said I could eat a peanut butter and jelly sandwich every night of the year. Little did I know that I might actually have to. But life has a way of surprising us.
I have a whole new appreciation for junk mail, too. It's the only mail I open these days. I relish it now, thumbing through to see what specials America's going to offer up on any given day.
Just last week, there was a promotion for a glass-enclosed patio that could easily be added to the side of any home.
Or perhaps the trailer down Lubbock Way.
Oh. You stupid pussy.
I swear, you worthless pussy. Oh, here comes the mailman. Hide from the mailman.
Hide from the mailman
because you're getting bad news about the stock market.
Not exactly a windfall this
week. You creep.
Don't you think he fits in real good at the USA Today newsroom?
Oh, absolutely.
I think so.
No question about that.
Why bother trying?
Oh, bother.
And fill your anus with the unopened mail in America these days. I mean, really, I don't think that the people are looking at their mail and going, oh, can't open that one.
You know what? I think the mood has turned as dark as Cabernet. I did get the winning paragraph.
That was,
you did.
That was the only winning paragraph.
That was the only one remotely close.
That was it. Listen, sorry it happens. You know it's no good when we don't even restart feelings.
Yes, yeah. I understand.
When we can pull that baby in another 3 minutes and 20 seconds,
that means that, you know, it was lacking. Maybe next week he'll he won't disappoint.
Try a little more.
Try harder.
Tell us some of the stuff you like doing with peanut butter.
And actually, you know, do some more shopping.
Yes. For shoes. Flowers. And work those three words that I like so much. My partner, Jack.
Absolutely.
And how about your mommy? She's always going to call them, too.
Yeah, go to Paris again.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden, one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
Buzz.
He made it up.
I'm sorry, Craig. I really look forward to Wednesday.
Yeah, and he disappointed
you. You let me down,
I think,
Craig.
You made that very clear that he disappointed you.
Creep. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike.
And you know, what a great word that is. Creep.
Creep.
Yeah.
Last night I was...
You mean to re-elect the president.
I was writing an email to our agent.
Right.
And I want to tell you something. You have not lived until you have... Yesterday I had a thrill of being, I believe, one of the last people to talk to Mike O'Mara on the telephone before the end of his day.
Yes.
And being the first person to talk to him on the telephone this morning to start his day.
That is absolutely true.
You have not lived until you've been the last person to talk to Mike before he goes to bed and and the person to awaken him the next morning.
Amen.
The amazing thing is the calls are only 45 minutes apart.
Anyway, I was writing an email to our agent.
Right.
And at one point, I was describing a conversation I had with somebody, and I ended up by a couple of space, started a new paragraph, and just wrote, "What a creep."
Creep.
Creep.
Yeah.
I looked at it, and I
thought, it's a perfect word, yeah.
Wow. Not only is that a good word.
Wonderful
but
word.
It looks funny.
It's a funny-looking word, it's a funny-sounding word, and it's a descriptive word.
I mean, at the end of this very long diatribe that I wrote out very meticulously to our agent about all this stuff, it was just space. What a creep.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's a dead-on word.
What a creepy guy.
Amen.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Donna Mike.
Not you, of course.
No, thank you.
What is your lead story today?
Today, the mystery that still surrounds the Philadelphia kidnapping.
Now, is this the kid that got her way out?
Yeah, broke free. Amazing story.
All right, stay tuned, everybody.
Stay tuned. For news and comments.
News and comments.
Coming up on the Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike Show. That was very...
professional. Hello.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe.
Right.
Fantastic.
They're not just broadcasters, they're neighbors.
Yep.
Don and Mike.
Here is Buzz Gurdley. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. There's still plenty of mystery surrounding the kidnapping of a 7-year-old Philadelphia girl. Night before last, 7-year-old Erica Pratt was grabbed by 2 heavy-set men on a Southwest Philly street corner and taken away in a white car with tinted windows. The girl's grandmother then got a ransom call almost immediately. The kidnappers said they would kill the girl unless they got $150,000. But last night, the little girl escaped from her kidnapper. She wiggled her way out of the duct tape, crawled out of the window, actually, with the help of another child who heard her pleas for help, and today she's back home. Police later stormed the house where she'd been held, but they found no one inside. Police have names and backgrounds on some suspects, and apparently the suspects know the girl's family.
Yeah, they wanted like $150,000. I mean, they had done enough research on this family.
Jesus.
I don't know if they could afford it or not, but they had come up with a dollar figure for this little girl.
Which they thought they could get readily and get it to them quickly.
Well, and there had been rumors in the neighborhood that the family had just gotten roughly $150,000 in a settlement after the death of a family member, in an insurance payoff, I guess, after the death of a family member. So perhaps the kidnappers were even aware of that, although now we're hearing that rumor's been denied.
Police payoff.
Police think that the kidnapping was part of a struggle between 2 rival drug gangs as well.
Changes. Did I make you spit out your water?
You okay?
No. You want to go down the wrong pipe?
Oh, dear. That's a shame.
I have made a terrible thing. Do you know you can't do anything on this show? Do you know that?
You can't.
You can't. There's no room for error here.
No, there isn't.
There's no room for error. Continue.
Okay. The president's popularity rating has taken a hit. President Bush's approval rating has slipped into the mid-60s with increasing nervousness about the economy.
He was much more popular last year.
Yes,
he
was.
I'm sorry. I can't help it.
His sky-high post-9/11 approval rating of more than 70% lasted more than 10 months. His father also had very high approval ratings during the Persian Gulf War, but those too evaporated in an economic downturn. And never mind the big slide on Wall Street, President Bush is standing by his plan to let workers invest their Social Security funds in the stock market. The White House says stocks are, quote, a sound long-term way to get a higher rate of return. The White House.
What's long term, though? 30 years?
Exactly.
30 minutes.
Yeah. The White House says the market is no more risky than the existing system, which it says is headed for bankruptcy.
You know, I don't handle the money in my house.
Right.
And rightly so.
I am like an ostrich, as Greg Wilson said. I've got my head in the sand.
Yeah. I was recently, though, told
how much of my retirement account has been
evaporated,
gone.
Yeah,
in this whole thing, and I
we're gonna know each other for a long time.
I really, really was ready to drive to Gaithersburg and kill everyone that works at Leg Mason.
Yeah,
I mean it's not
you're
their
not
fault.
Alone. You are not. This is everybody now. Yeah. I mean, this
it's
is
not their fault.
There might be a select few out there that cashed out early, but I doubt it. Most people have taken the hammer like everybody else.
Oh yeah, everybody. You may have been looking at Osama bin Laden's terror plans last night.
You know how much I lost? How much is going from my retirement account?
How much? Roughly. He's going to write down the number.
I want to guess also.
All right, everybody guess.
All right, I'm going to say
$25.
Mike said...
I'm going to say that much.
No.
Not that much?
A quarter of that, Buzz.
Okay, all right.
But still...
Yeah.
Welcome to the normal world.
I'm pissed.
Sure. I know. Sure. Rightly so. Rightly pissed.
It's pretty crazy.
Jesus Christ. We're going to have to work for maybe 3 months to make that. No, I'm pissed.
Ouch.
Yeah,
I'm pissed.
Everybody's feeling
I'm
the same
pissed.
Boat.
I'm
yeah,
pissed.
It's ridiculous.
You'd have to work for 4 months to make that. Jesus.
You may have been. Mike said that.
Oh. Hammer.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Hammer still do that?
Everybody. All right.
Anyway, what, Buzz?
You may have been looking at Osama bin Laden's terror plans last night. The FBI says it's been tipped that the Al-Qaeda's terror plans are embedded in pictures on porno websites. The Bureau says it what? Yeah, the Bureau says it got these tips from terrorist suspects.
Thank you.
Some counter-terror experts say they think they found code words hidden in some of those pictures, and they say the address of this particular website keeps changing.
Okay, America A.
I think that is BS. That sounds to me like they're just buying stuff.
Bullshit
that
Bay.
Bullshit Bay.
Usbay?
Yes.
Ace Day or they?
Okay.
Ake Bray.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show.
It may be kind. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
And now here's more news. With Buzz.
Porky. Thanks, Don and Mike. Let me headline some stuff. The stock market's up 200 points. San Francisco could become the first city in the U.S. to get into the pot growing business. West Wing star Rob Lowe is reportedly quitting the show over money. Pamela Anderson says she'll take time out from her career to get a hepatitis C treatment that could save her life.
Good, yeah, from her happening career.
President Bush has seen the new Austin Powers movie and loves it, according to a source at the White House.
Uh-oh, that worries me.
Damn funny.
There's going to be a made-for-TV movie about the ups and downs of Martha Stewart on NBC next May. That's all, folks. In sports, Lance Armstrong surged to a strong finish in today's 16th stage of the Tour de France. And finally...
He's faster, Buzz.
Yes.
And he will always beat you
because
he got one ball.
That's yeah, right. Doesn't have those two balls weighing him down.
Plus wind resistance. Finally, it would have been the third bank holdup this month in Ocean Springs, Mississippi, if only the bad guy had better handwriting. Police say an attempted robbery was foiled yesterday when a bank teller was unable to make out the writing on the holdup note. When she told the would-be robber she couldn't read his note, he ran away. At least he didn't stutter. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
We gotta go. Too many tars today.
Yeah, telling me.
I mean, no, that was not intended your way.
I know, but
this
funny.
Is a hold up.
Get to go, Charlie. Too many tards on today's show.
I liked it.
We gotta go. See you tomorrow with the all new episode. A good day to you, sir.
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 Good day to you. Hey, Rob.
Don't damage your head.
Rob?
Yeah?
Maybe tomorrow you'll be in a better mood.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe you will.
We'll see.
Cheer up.
Okay.
Toodaloo.
Ass.
Till we meet again. Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.
This is the Don and Mike Show.